deeper, deeper in the love of Jesus. Let me grow higher, higher in the school of wisdom, more of grace to. Oh, deeper, oh, deeper, yet I pray. And higher every day. And wiser, blessed Lord, in that precious holy word. Deeper, deeper, blessed Holy Spirit, take me deeper, take me deeper still, till my life is wholly lost in Jesus and His perfect. Oh, deeper, oh, deeper, yet I pray, deeper and wiser every day, and wiser, blessed Lord, in that precious holy word. Deeper, though it cost a trial, deeper let me go. Rooted in the holy love with Jesus, let me deep. Oh, deeper yet I pray, deeper and higher every day. Wiser, blessed Lord, in thy precious holy word. Oh, deeper yet I pray, oh, deeper and wiser every day. And wiser, blessed Lord, in thy precious.
Deeper, let me go. Hallelujah.
Oh, deeper, deeper in the oh, conflict past finds me conquer in His blessed image, perfected at last. Oh, deeper yet I pray, oh, deeper in high every day, and wiser, blessed Lord, in thy precious holy word.
Let us pray once more. Father, we are most thankful, Lord. We thank you for your mercies and grace upon us, Lord. How mindful you are of us, Lord. Father, it makes us to feel so humble. That, Father, not even a hair would drop from our heads without you knowing it. How much more, Lord, to go hungry without you knowing it, Lord. Amen. We thank you, Father, that you provide for our needs. Amen. You give us shelter, Lord. You give us warmth. Amen. Everything, Lord, Father, we do not take it for granted. Amen. And as we bring these tithes and offerings to your house, we pray for your blessing upon them. And we ask, Lord, that they should cover for every need that could be there in thine house. Amen. Upon this day. Father, if there be any that is lacking anything, I pray, Father, that you may provide for their needs and show, Lord, once more that indeed you are a living God and you are still alive. Amen. Even upon this day. We thank you, Father, and we ask of this blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Can sit down, bro.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I just want to actually give a testimony before I sing a song. Amen. For about 3 weeks now, close to 1 month, I've been very sick. And I didn't tell many of the brethren. It just started with cough. It's normal coughing. And I was coughing and it started getting worse and worse and worse. And it came to a point I couldn't sleep in the night. I have to cough throughout the night. And I thought in my mind that it's just a tickly cough. You know, when your throat tickles you and start coughing. But I was having some real pains in my head. When the tickle starts coming up, I become shaky. I'm afraid of the pains that will come through my head. It's like if somebody was hitting my head with a sledge, a hammer. And it went on for 1 week. The second week, I came to church, and on Friday, I thought, well, let me come for it so that brother will pray for me. And somebody said, oh, it's just a tickle cough. It will go away. You don't have to worry God with this small sickness. So I sat down quietly. And I went back home with the sickness. And it was green, very painful. And it started with it went to my ribs. As I start coughing, my ribs will be paining in my side. And I thought, no, this is getting worse. I need God's prayer. So the next Friday, I came to church and I said, I will go. I'll come for prayers. So I told brother, and brother prayed for me. And as soon as I sat there and he said, brother, do you believe that you are healed? I said, yes, I believe it. That cough went away.
Amen.
And really, when I went home, I was just thinking about how miraculously he just stopped all of a sudden. And I realized that sometimes when you are sick, the devil speaks to your mind. He knows how powerful you are. But he won't get you to the state where you know that you are powerful than the sickness. You can command him to leave. So he tries to speak to your mind and make you think that it's just normal sickness. Don't worry, it will go away. But meanwhile, there's about 10 demons holding hammers, hitting your head as soon as you start coughing. They'll be hitting your head and be hitting your ribs. And I thank the Lord that I'm healed. I just want to encourage our brethren that any problem you have, just believe it and go before God. For when you are praying for, he has to leave. Amen. And I have another testimony. I was given a bill to pay in college. I have got a full grant, so I don't have to pay fees. That's what I know, because they give me extra money in my pocket. So they won't give you pay all your fees and give you extra money in your pocket and ask you to pay part of the fees again. So when I had this full grant, I was happy. But I realized that in the middle of the course, I was sent a letter to pay a fees. And I was thinking, what if I got a full grant? So I was asking one of my colleagues. He said, yeah, even if I've got a full grant, you still need to pay part of your fees. I said, this is strange. So I have these two friends who were in the same category with me. And they were asked by the school to write to the Minister of Justice to clarify their status in the country. You know, when you are giving your letter of leave to remain, it states, some of the letters say that you are giving the leave to remain under a section act of 1999 or something of that sort. And mine didn't state that. So it means I have to pay fees. And when I had the letter, it was too late. The deadline to pay the fees was gone. So I have to pay a penalty for that too. And these two guys wrote to the Minister of Justice and he clarified their status. So they were waived. They wouldn't pay the fees. And before they wrote the letter, they were asking me, aren't you going to write a letter as well? I was just laughing at them. I said, no, I've got full grant. I don't need to write any letter. And that was after I had the letter of fees to pay. And it was too late now. So I was thinking, how am I going to come up with this huge money? Okay, I need to go to these guys and take their address and write the letter. And I went to them and they were laughing at me. And when I wrote the letter to the Minister of Justice, they replied to me. They said, we don't need to deal with you. In such cases, we deal with the institution. So ask the school to write to us. And this school would never do that. They know very well that I don't have to pay fees. But I know they need money. So they said I should go to the Minister of Justice for him to clarify. They won't write it. So I was sandwiched between two troubles. And for months, my result had been blocked. My first semester result is blocked. I can't assess it. I didn't know whether I passed my exams or not. So I realized, okay, I have to write another letter again. Then I took a name of one of the people in the Ministry of Justice who replied one of my friend's letter. I directed the letter straight to him. As soon as I wrote the letter, I was going to post the letter and something. I don't know what happened, but the whole day, I didn't go out. I've sealed the letter, done everything. And I decided to make it the next day. Then in the morning, when I got in the car, I had a phone call. And the number just, it rang and it cut off. Before I answered it, it went off. And normally, I would just wait for the person to call back. But this time, I just rang back. And it was from the school. Strangely, they said, oh, we have invoiced the grant people, so you don't have to pay any fees again. Amen. And I said, wow, this mirror, this is a letter in my hand. I was just going straight to post it. And now they're telling me that they've paid all my fees. So my results have been released. So I have to go and have a look at it. So I rush on the computer and assess it, and I have passed every day of my subjects. So I thank the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I want to sing to the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
But can you put the song on the screen for me, please? This is the song about the hand of the Lord. How it can move mountains, and it can move valleys, and it can move any Jericho wall in your life. If you are stuck somewhere, Hallelujah. Just believe the hand of the Lord. Amen. Amen. If you know how to sing the chorus, please sing with me. You can feel the wind blows, but there's no one really knows where it's blowing. Sometimes it's the breeze, gentle stirring the trees as it's blowing. That's how it is when the Spirit within starts to move in. It's just like a soft, gentle touch from the hand of the Lord, the hand of the Lord has the strength to move mountains, oh, rivers and valleys. Can make the ocean runs dry, but the very same hands hold the sparrows that fall. Holy, what a blessing to know. Wherever I go, His hands holding mine. Oh, what a blessing to know. Wherever I go, His hands holding mine. Sometimes we all know there's no place to go back to Jesus. Though the tempest may blow, He has promised He will not leave us. At the end of the road, He will carry the load for the weak. Saying, listen, listen close, just stand still, and you see the hand of the Lord, the hand of the Lord has the strength to move mountains, oh, rivers and valleys, can make the ocean run dry. But the very same hands hold the sparrow that's full. Holy, what a blessing to know. Wherever I go, His hands holding mine. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's stand up. Let's sing that song. Amen. Let's give you a chance to sing as well. Hallelujah. You're all dying to sing. Amen. Let's sing.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior.
from your hearts. Hallelujah.
While on others thou art calling, do not pass me.
Savior, hallelujah.
Oh, Savior. Oh, Savior. Trusting only in thy merit, my Lord, would I seek thy face. Oh Lord, heal me, heal my wounded, broken spirit. I need salvation, save me by thy.
In Jesus' name this morning. It's good to be in his house. I want to just welcome the visitors, Miroslav Pompa and his family. God bless you, Brother Vlad's friends. We do greet them in Jesus' name. Also, Sister Dinio, is it Dinio? Dinio, Sister Eve's friend and Brother Johnny's. It's nice to be with her as well. May the Lord bless her. Also, we had from last week, I'm just trying to see where he is, Abishag, our good friend. He's sitting there. Abishag is with us. He's contacted us through the website. He's from a Hindu background, but he wants to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. So we're really so glad about that. So he came last week. He's been fellowshipping with the saints. And we just pray the Lord will continue to lead him and guide him. Also, just one announcement. May the saints please keep the door locked at all times. There's a new pharaoh over our building. So this one is a lot stricter than our old friend Martin. So to open the door, the code is 2066. So if somebody doesn't know that, please write it down. 2066 to get in the front door. So we need to keep that door locked at all times. One other request before we just put ourselves before the Lord now is, Brother Robert's father needs prayer. He's very, very sick. Brother Robert's going to have to go back because he said his father's really, really dying. So he's asking the saints to remember his father in prayer. I think he might have gone today or is going tomorrow. So it's something we really need to pray about. Maybe we can come before the Lord. Let's each of us put ourselves before the Lord in prayer and bring these requests before the Lord. Father, we bring everything up unto thee upon this day. Father, so glad, so grateful that we can come to thee, O Lord. Father, to stand in this place, to stand in your house upon this day. Outside of Amen. So let's open our Bibles. Let's open the book of John chapter 1. We'd like to look at a principle of the word today. That if you're not careful of it, it can be too simple. This particular concept. But I really do believe it's such an important thing. John 1 verse 29. We'll just take it from there. This is when John sees the Lord Jesus Christ.
Jean qui voit le Seigneur Jésus Christ.
The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Let's also read Matthew 3:16.
Matthew 3:16.
So John calls him the Lamb of God. Matthew 3:16. When John is baptizing Jesus.
Quand Jean baptise Jésus,
now we have some people that are looking for baptism.
Comme y a des gens qui veulent être baptisés,
and you would desire the same thing to happen to them as happened to the Lord Jesus Christ in the pool of baptism. John 3:16, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. Amen. You may be seated, saints. May the Lord bless his word. Today we want to have a look at this topic.
Nous allons regarder ce sujet.
The power of meekness.
La parole de
to be meek. Meek. Let's read a scripture just to get it from the Bible. Matthew 5:5. If you turn over the page in your Bible.
Matthew 5:5.
Jesus said in Matthew 5:5. Blessed are the meek. For they shall inherit the earth.
Heureux les humbles, car ils hériteront la terre.
That's a serious thought. Who's going to inherit the earth?
Qui héritera la terre?
Is the meek.
L'humble.
So without meekness, you're not going to inherit the earth.
Sans l'humilité, on va pas hériter la terre.
It's not really humility. We'll understand what meekness is as we go along. Matthew, if you look in Matthew 5:5, brother, you find the right word there. It's a good Matthew 5:5. It's a very important word. To be meek. You know, it's not something where somebody would normally speak about the power of meekness. Verse 5.
Le débonnaire.
That's the one. That sounds like it hit the nail on the head. So we're speaking of the power of meekness.
On parle de la puissance de, d'être bon à l'excès.
Now, where I got this from was I was reading the message, The Lamb and the Dove.
Je lisais le message, l'agneau et la colombe.
And the prophet says in The Lamb and the Dove,
dans l'agneau et la colombe, le prophète,
he says, a lamb is the meekest of all the creatures of the earth.
Il dit, l'agneau, c'est la créature la plus douce de toutes les créatures.
There's nothing no meeker than a little lamb.
Il n'y a rien de plus doux que la petite, le petit agneau.
And the Jewish Orthodox Church knew that.
Et l'église orthodoxe juive les a
many years ago.
Plusieurs années passées,
for they offered a lamb as a substitute for their sin.
Parce qu'ils offraient l'agneau comme un substitut à leur péché.
So when the Lord
quand le Seigneur
wanted to represent himself on earth,
il voulait se représenter sur terre.
When he looked around,
Quand il a regardé,
he chose a lamb.
Il a choisi
John l'agneau. Said, behold the Lamb of God.
Jean a dit, voici l'agneau de Dieu.
And why did Jesus represent the Lamb?
Et pourquoi Jésus représente-t-il l'agneau?
The prophet here is hitting a very good thought.
Le prophète s'est trouvé une bonne
he question. Says, a lamb is the meekest of all the animals.
Il dit, l'agneau, c'est l'animal le plus doux.
Nothing meeker.
Il n'y a rien de plus doux.
And because of that characteristic in a lamb,
et à cause de cette caractéristique,
it was the perfect animal to be a sacrifice.
C'était l'animal parfait pour être un
sacrifice. Why is that?
Pourquoi cela?
Because a lamb,
parce que l'agneau,
when you take it for sacrifice,
quand vous le prenez pour le sacrifice,
the attribute of meekness in a lamb,
cet attribut de douceur
means
l'agneau,
it doesn't resist.
Cela veut dire qu'il ne résiste
no matter pas, what it's put through.
Peu importe c'est à quoi il doit faire.
And that's an attribute of a lamb.
C'est un attribut.
You can shear a lamb, a ram, a sheep of everything that it has.
Vous pouvez la tondre et prendre tout son, toute sa laine.
And meekness,
mais et cette douceur,
is that submission.
C'est, elle se
soumet. It's that attribute inside of something.
C'est la, cet attribut dans quelque chose.
That when it's been put into a situation, maybe that it wouldn't choose for itself.
Et que quand elle est dans une situation qu'elle n'a même pas choisie elle-même.
The shepherd chooses to take the wool from the sheep.
Le berger a choisi de tondre et prendre la laine de l'agneau.
It doesn't resist.
Il ne résiste pas.
And that's why it was a perfect representation of Jesus.
C'est pourquoi il était une représentation parfaite de
Because Jesus took our sins upon him.
Parce que Jésus a porté nos péchés sur lui.
Willingly.
Et volontairement.
You see, he was willing to bear the wrongs of others.
Il a accepté de porter les fautes de la terre.
That's why as a sacrifice.
C'est pourquoi le sacrifice.
If you find maybe that an animal is brought to the altar as a sacrifice.
Si vous trouvez un animal qu'on amène à l'autel comme
And it would kick and it would fuss and it would resist.
Et qui va résister, qui va se battre.
Something was wrong.
Il y a quelque chose
the Lord says, no, that is not a true representation of the real sacrifice,
le
Jesus.
Dit, cela n'est pas la vraie représentation du sacrifice.
So God looked throughout his creation.
Dieu regarde dans toute sa création.
When he was trying to find an animal to represent his son,
quand
the perfect one,
un animal pour représenter son fils,
to find this real attribute that he was trying to put across to people,
pour trouver ces vrais attributs qu'il essayait de montrer devant les gens,
of who his son really was.
Qui réellement était son fils.
This character that Jesus would have.
Que Jésus devrait avoir.
Jehovah chose a lamb.
Jéhovah choisit.
And John got into that realm of inspiration.
Et Jean est entré dans ce domaine.
And he says, "Behold the Lamb of God."
Et il a dit, voici l'agneau.
And then the prophet in our day gets into the inspiration as well.
Et le prophète de notre jour entre dans l'esprit.
And he says, "The Lamb is the meekest of all of the animals."
Il dit, l'agneau c'est le plus doux de tous les animaux.
So there's something about this meekness.
Il y a quelque chose au sujet de cette
meekness. Meekness is not weakness.
La douceur ce n'est pas une faiblesse.
Somebody who's generally meek.
Quelqu'un qui est
is the most powerful person that you'll meet.
C'est la personne la plus puissante.
Because they've overcome everything including themselves.
Parce qu'ils ont tout vaincu et à commencer par eux-mêmes.
If somebody is able to submit themselves like Jesus did.
Si quelqu'un est capable de se soumettre comme Jésus.
Not because he had done any wrong, he had done no wrong.
Il n'a rien fait de mal.
But being able to submit himself to the will of his Father,
être capable de se soumettre à la volonté de son père,
to take the sins of the world upon himself,
et prendre les péchés du monde sur lui-même,
and he submitted himself and he went to Calvary,
il s'est humilié, il est allé au Calvary,
never opened his mouth,
il n'a pas ouvert sa bouche,
never complained about it,
il ne s'est pas plaint à cause
never
de cela,
said, but I've done nothing wrong.
Il n'a pas dit, j'ai rien fait de mal.
These are the ones that are to blame.
C'est eux qu'il faut blâmer.
But that submissiveness, that meekness,
mais cette soumission, cette
was the characteristic in a lamb that Jehovah looked at and said, yes.
C'était ce caractéristique que Dieu a
this is a perfect representation of
et
my son.
A dit, c'est ceci, la vraie représentation
when you sacrifice the Passover,
quand vous sacrifiez pour la Pâque,
it must be a lamb.
Ça doit être un agneau.
You see, and God chose that animal specifically for that particular purpose. Because it reflected the nature of Christ.
Parce qu'il reflétait la nature de Christ.
Now that's a powerful thing to think about.
C'est une chose,
to be able to be submissive
d'être capable de se soumettre,
when you're going through things where other people are doing you wrong.
Quand vous allez, vous passez dans quelque chose où les gens se comportent mal.
That's meekness.
C'est cela.
To be able to bear the wrongs of others. Not to fight your cause and say, no, I'm not going to let someone speak to me like that. That's the opposite of meekness. That's not meekness. That's why I said, for someone to be generally meek, you've overcome yourself. All the resistance naturally that's in a person to defend themselves, to fight your battles, to say, this is unjust, you can't treat me like this. That's exactly the opposite of meekness. And Jesus tells us the meek and them alone shall inherit the earth. So for your inheritance, you're going to need meekness. For Jehovah to get you to the place that he wants you to be, to really put authority in your power, your inheritance, because you're going to inherit the earth. Or whatever God has ordained as our inheritance, as our lot in life, whatever power, whatever authority it wants to lay on us, like Jesus, all power in heaven and earth is given unto him. But to get to that place, you're going to go through things you don't want to go through. Things are going to fight against you. The devil's going to fight against you. You'll be in peril amongst false brethren like Paul. You'll be the subject of gossip, of lies, of slander. That happens to any child of God. And it's meekness that God is trying to bring out when he allows you to go through those things. God's trying to see, are you meek? Do you have this characteristic? And the prophet says, that was the meekest, the lamb of all the animals. And he says, and God saw fit to let his beloved son be represented as a sheep, a lamb. Then he says it again, a meek, gentle little animal. The word meek in English comes from an ancient word which means to be soft or to be gentle. Now friends, we don't in this age associate gentleness and softness with manliness. We don't. With being a man, manliness. But the greatest man ever, Jesus, his greatest attribute was his meekness. He could cry over the sins of other people. When he saw judgment on Jerusalem, he wept. He would weep when he saw the effects of sin at Lazarus' tomb. When he saw what sin had done to people, he would weep in public. Jesus didn't worry about what people thought. That was the way God had made him. And he had this character that was represented by a lamb. Then he goes on to say, but when God wanted to represent himself to the earth, he came down in the form of the meekest bird that flies in the heavens, the dove. So God, when he searched through all of the birds of the air to try to find a characteristic, or try to find a nature in all of the birds of the air that he could really represent himself as, he chose the dove. Yes, he is an eagle. But the real representation of the Holy Ghost is the dove. And the prophet says it's the most meekest bird that flies the heavens. In the Bible, we see it represents the Holy Spirit. It's also a sign of peace. That's what the dove represents.
C'est ce que la colombe.
That's how when Noah came in the ark.
Quand Noé sorti de l'arche.
And Jehovah's judgment was falling upon the earth.
Quand le jugement de Dieu tombait sur la terre.
And God judged without mercy.
Quand Dieu jugeait sans miséricorde.
And destroyed.
Et qu'il a détruit.
Once judgment was passed.
Quand après que le jugement
Noah
passé,
sent out the dove.
Noé a envoyé la
and
colombe.
The dove came back with the olive branch in its
il
mouth.
Il est revenu avec une branche.
That represented reconciliation.
Cela représentait la
that represented that God is reconciled.
Cela représentait ce
God has been appeased.
Dieu s'est calmé.
It's peace.
Peace.
Wonderful peace.
La
and that's how when you find believers warring with each other,
quand vous trouvez les croyants
contending with each
autres,
other, it shows the Holy Ghost isn't there.
C'est la montre que le Saint-Esprit
because the Holy Ghost is a representative of peace.
Parce que le Saint-Esprit représente
just
paix.
As much as the Lamb is representing gentleness, meekness.
Comme l'agneau aussi représente la gentillesse.
And this is what happened on Jordan when these two came together that
c'est
day.
Ce qui s'est passé au Jourdain quand les deux
the prophet says when the heavens kissed the earth.
Le prophète dit, la terre a embrassé
and God was going to be reconciled with man once again.
Dieu voulait être réconcilié avec l'homme une fois de plus.
There came two things together, the lamb and the dove.
Ces deux choses sont venues ensemble, l'agneau et la colombe.
And the prophet is preaching this message, lamb and the dove.
Et le prophète prêche ce message, l'agneau et la colombe.
In Los Angeles, 1956.
À Los Angeles, en 56.
The night before he's preached Azusa Jubilee.
La nuit avant qu'il prêche le jubilé d'Azusa.
It's been exactly 50 years since the Holy Ghost fell at Azusa Street.
C'était exactement 50 ans depuis que le Saint-Esprit était tombé.
And in Azusa Jubilee, the prophet showing all of the failings of the Pentecostal church.
Dans le jubilé d'Azusa, le prophète montre là où les pentecôtistes sont
tombés. All the things they were doing that they didn't used to do.
Les choses qu'ils faisaient qu'ils n'étaient pas qu'ils ne
faisaient pas. The way the women were dressing, the way they allowed women to preach and all those things.
La manière dont les femmes s'habillaient, la manière dont les femmes
and then maybe when he finished he preached hard that message.
Et quand il avait prêché durement dans ce message.
Maybe he thought, let me try to explain it a different way tomorrow night.
Il a dit je vais expliquer cela.
And he came the next night and he preaches the lamb and the dove.
Et la nuit d'après il a prêché l'agneau et la
colombe. But he's showing exactly the same thing.
Et il montrait exactement la même chose.
He's trying to show them you used to have glory back there 50 years ago.
Vous aviez des années passées de la gloire.
But you've lost what you had.
Mais vous aviez perdu ce
and let me explain to you where you went wrong.
Laisse-moi vous expliquer là où vous avez failli.
And he uses the lamb and the dove to demonstrate
that
the dove, the Holy Ghost, only comes down on a certain nature of people.
Colombe, le Saint-Esprit ne vient que là où il y a une certaine
nature. And that's when somebody has the nature of a lamb.
À moins que quelqu'un ait la nature de
l'agneau. It's only the atmosphere that's produced by meekness.
C'est l'atmosphère qui est produite par la douceur.
The willingness to submit and give in.
La volonté de s'abandonner, de se donner.
Not to take up your rights and take up things in your own hands.
Pas de réclamer ses droits, de prendre des possessions.
But for the Holy Ghost to descend and remain like it did on Jesus.
Mais pour que le Saint-Esprit descende, reste comme il est.
Not just to descend and be gone again during the week.
Pas pour descendre et s'en aller pendant la
but John was told.
Mais il a
été upon dit, whom you see the Spirit descend and remain.
C'est lui sur qui tu verras l'Esprit descendre.
He is the one.
C'est celui-là.
And the prophet saw that the Pentecost it didn't remain.
Le prophète a vu que chez les pentecôtistes il n'a pas.
They'd lost something in those 50 years.
Ils avaient perdu quelque chose dans les 50 années.
They lost meekness.
Ils avaient perdu la douceur.
And that's what he demonstrates in this message.
Et c'est ce qu'il démontre dans ce message.
So the prophet speaks in about that.
Le prophète
parle about
cela,
this power of meekness.
La puissance
how important
la douceur.
It is to remain a meek person in your soul.
Comment vous pouvez demeurer une personne douce dans votre âme?
In order to continue to walk with God.
Pour que vous continuez à marcher avec
in
Dieu.
Order for God to lead you to your full inheritance, you need this attribute.
Pour que Dieu vous amène à votre héritage
to
parfait,
be born again in your experience.
Vous devez avoir cet attribut dans votre expérience.
Because if you see the great people of the Bible,
parce que si vous voyez les grandes personnes
the
de la
people
Bible,
that God entrusted authority and power in their lives,
des gens dans lesquels Dieu avait donné le pouvoir dans
like
leur
Moses,
vie, comme Moïse,
the Bible says Moses was very meek.
La Bible dit Moïse était très doux.
That's in Numbers chapter 12 verse 3.
Numbers 13.
Moses was very meek.
above all the men that were upon the face of
parmi
the earth.
Tous les de la terre.
Doesn't mean Moses was pushed around.
Cela ne veut pas dire que Moïse était
no.
Tiré par le nez.
Doesn't mean Moses didn't stand as a man
cela ne veut pas dire qu'il
to confront
pas
the devil, to confront the enemy. But there was a characteristic in Moses
mais il y avait un caractère en
that
Moïse,
when Jehovah revealed his will,
que quand Jehovah a révélé sa parole,
Moses would lay his own understanding aside.
Moïse mettait sa compréhension
he would lay
côté.
Everything else aside.
Il laissait tout de côté.
And he would submit himself to the will of Jehovah.
Et il se soumettait à la volonté.
That's what meekness is.
C'est cela la douceur.
That's submission.
C'est la soumission
to the shepherd.
Au berger.
Because the lamb submits to the shepherd.
Parce que l'agneau se soumet au berger.
It doesn't kick and fuss and say, I don't want to go to that altar.
Il ne se débat pas pour refuser d'aller.
Find someone else.
Trouve quelqu'un d'autre.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Je n'ai rien fait de
Why
mal.
Are you taking me to this altar?
Pourquoi m'amènes-tu à cet hôtel?
That's not the nature of a lamb.
Yes,
the lamb looks at the shepherd and says,
l'agneau va au berger et dit,
is this your will?
C'est ta volonté.
That I should suffer for them.
Mais je dois souffrir
that I should be a sacrificial offering for them that have done wrong.
Je dois être un sacrifice pour
and he just lays himself on the altar, friends.
Et il doit se donner lui-même
and they
sur
take
le
the knife and they sah!
Et on prend le couteau, on
and
gorge.
The blood comes out as an offering.
Et le sang sort comme l'offrande.
And Jehovah looks down and says, yes!
Jehovah regarde et dit,
that represents me.
Ceci me représente réellement.
That's my nature.
C'est ceci ma nature.
That's what I desire to see reflected in my people.
C'est ce que je veux voir refléter dans mon
These
peuple.
Are the types of people that will inherit the earth.
C'est ce genre de peuple qui va hériter la
terre. Because these people
terre.
Are reflecting me.
Parce qu'ils me reflètent.
The meekest.
Les plus doux.
What about Brother Branham?
Qu'en est-il de Frère Branham?
If you read the book, All Things Are Possible.
Si vous lisez, tout est possible.
The history.
Dans l'histoire,
of that healing revival.
L'histoire de la campagne de
guérison. It says the trait which most impressed Branham's audiences.
La chose qui a impressionné le plus le
and won the respect of his colleagues
et c'est certains de ses collègues
was his outstandingly humble spirit.
C'était son humilité extraordinaire.
Wrote one observer.
Un observateur
he is a meek and a humble man.
Qui est un homme doux et humble.
Now you know when meekness is really expressed.
Vous savez, quand la douceur est réellement exprimée,
not when everything's going well.
C'est pas quand tout va bien.
That's not meekness.
C'est pas ça.
Anybody can be meek when things are going well.
Tout le monde
oh, God bless you, brother. We love you so much. Yeah.
Que Dieu te bénisse,
let me step
beaucoup.
On your toes a few times and we'll see if you're meek.
Laisse-le te marcher sur les
let the word pass your way in a way that you're not comfortable with. And let's see what comes from here when you're out there now. Let's see the attitude in here when you're out there when things haven't gone the way that you wanted them to go. Maybe there's been a misunderstanding. Maybe there's been some strife. That is the test of a born-again nature. Is there meekness?
Y a-t-il humilité?
Is there meekness?
C'est leur douceur.
And the prophet, we see it with him.
Et le prophète, nous le voyons avec lui.
No matter what happens,
peu importe ce
he gets in that meeting.
Il est en
that boy and girl come and they're kissing and almost making love in the meeting.
Ces jeunes gens étaient en train de s'embrasser, de faire
they're disturbing the whole thing.
De faire l'amour, de
he asked them to stop doing what they're doing.
Il leur a demandé d'arrêter
they laugh in his face.
Ils se sont moqués de lui.
And then the anointing comes down.
L'onction est descendue.
And says, say. If you say death, they're going to pack them from
si
the building.
Dis mort, ils vont mourir.
Blindness and they'll be blind.
Cécité, ils deviendront aveugles.
And the anointing left him.
Et l'onction est partie.
And the prophet says, before I even knew what I said,
avant que je sache ce que j'ai
I
dit,
said, I forgive you.
Il dit, je vous pardonne.
He says, because guilty of the least is guilty of the whole.
Il dit, parce que si
maybe I haven't been guilty of that.
Peut-être que j'étais pas
but I've also sinned against God.
Mais j'ai aussi péché contre
so let him that is without sin cast the first stone.
Que celui qui est sans péché jette la première
committing
pierre.
Judgment to Jehovah.
Le jugement appartient
and
à Jehovah.
Leaving it in his hands.
Et tout entre
that was meekness, friends.
C'était la douceur.
When there was plenty of reason and opportunity for him to take it in his own hands.
Quand on lui a donné l'opportunité de prendre sa
plenty of justification.
Il y avait plein de raisons
for him to act in his human spirit.
Pour qu'il agisse dans son esprit humain.
But there was a submission to the will of God.
Mais il y avait soumission à l'esprit
and the prophet says, and after that,
et le prophète
I began to say things unconsciously,
j'ai commencé à dire des choses
and they would start coming to pass.
Et les choses sont
can you see the third pool, friends? Without pool, meekness, you never get there.
Sans la douceur, vous
and he's going to test us to make sure we've got this. Because this is the character of Christ.
C'est le caractère de Christ.
What about Jesus himself?
Qu'en est-il de Jésus lui-même?
Jesus.
Jésus.
What does the Bible speak about him?
Qu'est-ce que la Bible dit de lui?
There was never anybody meeker than him.
Il y avait personne de plus doux.
Look how he speaks of himself.
Regarde comment il parle de
In
lui-même.
Matthew 11. He says, come unto me all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart. And you shall find rest unto your souls. That was what the characteristic he brought out. I'm meek and I'm lowly in heart.
C'est le caractère qu'il a porté.
Doesn't mean he couldn't take the whip and whip them out the temple.
Cela ne veut pas dire qu'il ne pouvait pas prendre.
That was submission to the will of his father.
Ça, c'était la soumission à la volonté du père.
But when
Mais
he was offered the cup,
quand on lui a offert la coupe,
and he had to bear the offenses of others,
et qu'il devait porter les offenses des
he had to take the sins of the world upon himself.
Il devait porter les péchés du monde sur lui.
That was meekness now.
C'était la douceur.
Not
maintenant.
My will. But thy will be done.
Volonté,
that was really the attribute of meekness manifesting itself.
C'était la vraie attribut, le vrai attribut de la douceur manifestée.
Now listen to what meekness really is.
Voyez ce, voyons ce que la
douceur. This is from the Bible dictionary. There's the twofold manner that meekness is displayed.
On montre ce mot douceur de deux manières.
Firstly, what meekness is not. Meekness does not consist in a person's outward behavior only.
Cela ne consiste pas seulement au comportement extérieur de la personne.
People can appear meek and have a devil's heart and a poisonous tongue.
Quelqu'un peut sembler doux, mais il a un poison dans son cœur.
And have a spirit of gossip and backbiting, which is just so possessing them.
Et qu'il a un esprit de calomnie.
Yet they can appear outwardly to be meek.
Il paraît comme s'il est doux.
So humble.
Il se montre humble.
That's not meekness.
Cela n'est pas de la douceur.
But meekness.
Mais la douceur.
Firstly,
d'abord,
is shown in your attitude towards God.
Est démontré dans ton attitude envers Dieu.
It is a condition of spirit.
C'est une condition de l'esprit.
In which we accept all His dealings with us as good.
Dans lequel nous acceptons tout ce qu'il fait pour nous comme étant bon.
Without disputing and without resisting.
Sans,
friends.
Sans se disputer ou sans poser des
That's
questions.
That's not skim milk, I'm telling you something. That's not skimmed milk. That's
ça
not something light.
C'est quelque chose
But it's a condition in the heart of a person.
C'est une condition dans
a character.
Un caractère.
That you accept anything that he passes your way.
Que vous acceptez tout ce qu'il amène sur votre chemin.
You don't dispute it, you don't resist it.
Vous ne remettez pas cela en question.
Because something in you tells you.
Parce que quelque chose en vous vous dit.
It's for my good.
Que cela est pour mon
it
bien.
It pleases Jehovah.
Cela plaît à Jehovah.
That's why Abraham's greatest test, the third pool test.
Parce que le test du troisième pool.
Take your son.
Chez Abraham, c'était prendre ton fils.
Your only son.
Ton fils unique.
The son that you love.
C'est lui que tu aimes.
Go and offer him as a sacrifice.
Et va me l'offrir en sacrifice.
Because it pleases Jehovah.
Parce que cela
hey,
plaît
friends,
à Jehovah.
Sometimes we get so used to these stories.
Parfois, nous devenons tellement habitués à ces histoires.
But I think, what would I do?
Parfois, je me demande,
if the Lord came to me today and said, I'm going to take Daniel from you.
Si Dieu vient et dit, je vais prendre
Not just
Daniel.
Take him, but you take him with your own hand. You
Pas
plunge
moi,
the knife
tuer, mais toi, tue-le avec ta
into his heart, cut his throat.
Entre, prends le couteau, coupe-lui la gorge.
And Abraham gets up early the next morning, the Bible says.
Et Abraham se réveillait très tôt le matin.
He goes and he cuts the wood himself, the Bible says, for the burnt offering.
Il est allé couper les bois lui-même.
He takes Isaac.
Il a pris Isaac.
Takes him up that mount.
Il l'a amené sur la montagne.
Can you see why in that kind of an atmosphere when God was looking at Mount Moriah?
Vous voyez dans cette atmosphère ce que Dieu regardait.
God was so pleased.
Il était si content.
That when Isaac said, Father, here's the wood and here's the fire, but where is the sacrifice?
Voici le bois, voici le feu.
There was such an atmosphere of divine presence there.
Il y avait une telle atmosphère de présence divine.
That Abraham spoke.
Que Abraham a parlé.
God shall provide for himself.
Dieu pourvoira.
A sacrifice.
Un sacrifice.
And there was the spoken word.
Et c'était la parole parlée.
That was his inheritance. But it's the meek that get the inheritance.
Mais c'est seulement le doux qui
reçoit. It's this ability to really submit.
C'est cette capacité de se soumettre.
Without resisting and disputing when God
sans résister ou remettre en question
leads you through things that you never wanted to go through.
Quand Dieu t'amène dans des situations où tu ne voulais pas.
One of the greatest examples in the Bible is Job.
L'un des grands exemples dans la Bible c'est Job.
Like I say, we get so used to these stories that like this very sweet. That was a true event.
Nous sommes tellement habitués à ces choses, mais c'était un événement réel.
God allowed all of his children to die the same day.
Dieu avait permis à ses enfants de mourir tout le
he
même
lost
jour.
All of his property, his wealth.
Toute sa richesse, tous ses biens.
Friends, what's a man going to say?
Qu'est-ce que l'homme peut dire?
He says the Lord gave.
Il a dit,
the
Dieu
Lord
a
has taken away.
Dieu a repris.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Et le nom de Dieu soit loué.
That is powerful.
Cela est puissant.
That's why God says there's none like this man in the earth.
C'est pourquoi Dieu a dit, y a personne
comme
lui.
This is a perfect man.
C'est un homme parfait.
Friends, that's a meekness.
C'est cela
that is a real character.
C'est un vrai caractère.
That's the character of Christ.
C'est le caractère de Christ.
That meekness that he had.
C'est la douceur qu'il avait.
What about Jesus in Psalm 22?
Qu'en est-il de Jésus en Psalm 22?
Look in Psalm 22. Look at the first two verses. It's Jesus on the cross.
Psalm 22, les deux premiers
let's
verses,
have a look
Jésus
at meekness. Look at this attribute in Christ.
Voyons cet attribut en Christ.
The Lamb himself. This is when he was really the Lamb. He's on the altar. He's being sacrificed.
C'est en ce moment qu'il était réellement l'agneau. Il est sur l'autel.
Not for his wrongs that he's done.
C'est pas parce qu'il avait, il s'était mal comporté.
He's bearing our offenses, our sins.
Il porte nos offenses, nos péchés.
Our iniquities on himself.
Nos iniquités sur lui-même.
And he says in verse 1.
Au verset 1, il dit,
my God,
mon Dieu, mon
why
Dieu,
hast thou forsaken?
Pourquoi m'as-tu abandonné?
Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? This was unspeakable what he was going through.
C'était des choses inexplicables ce qu'il vivait.
He was literally going through hell. On the cross.
Il traversait l'enfer.
He was going through tribulation.
Il passait par des tribulations.
Judgment was being poured upon him.
Le jugement était en train d'être
déversé sur lui. Not for something he had done.
Pas à cause de quelque
chose. He had done nothing.
Il n'avait rien fait.
But he was the Lamb.
Mais il était l'agneau.
In verse 2, he says, "Oh my God, I cry in the daytime, but thou hearest not." Friends, have you ever been there?
Avez-vous jamais été là-bas?
The things are tough and you pray and it seems God's not answering.
Les choses sont dures, vous priez, c'est comme si
it's a test, my friend.
C'est un test.
God wants to see the meekness come forth.
Dieu veut voir la douceur.
Before the resurrection is going to come, there's going to be meekness first.
Avant que la résurrection se produise, la douceur doit d'abord se manifester.
It says, I cry in the night season and I'm not silent. I cry in the night season.
J'écris la nuit.
La nuit, eh, c'est vrai.
Je n'ai point de repos.
So Jesus is saying, my God, this is almost too much.
Jésus a dit,
where are you? I need your help.
C'en est trop. Où es-tu? J'ai besoin
you've never deserted me before.
Tu ne m'as jamais abandonné avant.
Why have you forsaken me?
Pourquoi m'as-tu abandonné?
I'm groaning, I'm roaring because of what I'm going through.
Je pleure à cause des douleurs.
But how does Jesus react? Verse 3.
Comment a-t-il réagi?
But thou art holy.
Il a dit,
see what he's doing.
Qu'est-ce qu'il dit?
He's saying, Lord, it doesn't matter what you're putting me through.
Il dit, Seigneur,
I know that you are righteous.
Je sais que tu es le juste.
I know that although this is painful for me,
je sais que celle-ci est douloureux pour moi,
it's necessary.
Mais ceci est important.
There's no evil in you, Father.
Il y a rien de mal en toi, Seigneur.
You've ordained this for me.
Tu as préparé ceci
it's almost
pour
unspeakable. I can almost not bear it, but thou art holy.
Je peux presque ne pas le porter,
that's
mais
meekness,
que
friends.
Ta volonté soit faite.
That's when meekness manifests itself.
C'est ici que la douceur se manifeste réellement.
That's the Lamb.
C'est l'agneau.
And the Lamb wants a bride, friends.
Et l'agneau a besoin d'une
épouse. And his bride's going to have to be the same material as him.
Et son épouse doit être de
that's
la
what
la
he
même
wants
matériau
to
que lui.
That's what he's looking for.
C'est ce qu'il cherche.
Jesus crying like that.
Jésus criant comme cela.
But he knows in himself. Because he's
même.
The Word, he has the nature of the Word.
Parce qu'il est la parole, il a la nature de la parole.
He knows it's for my good.
Il dit, il sait que c'est pour
it's
mon
for
bien.
The good of other people.
C'est pour le bien des
this
autres.
Is what I'm going through.
Tout ce que je
it's
traverse,
to bring me to my adoption.
C'est pour m'amener à mon adoption.
It's to bring me to the fullness of my inheritance.
C'est pour m'amener à la plénitude de mon héritage.
This will bring me to the resurrection.
Cela m'amènera à la résurrection.
This will bring in the Gentile harvest.
Cela amènera l'épouse des gentils.
But friends, you can't manufacture that.
Mais vous pouvez pas
fabriquer it's
cela.
Only the new birth.
C'est seulement la nouvelle naissance.
The genuine new birth.
La vraie nouvelle naissance.
That puts this in the soul of a person.
Qui va mettre cela dans l'âme de la personne.
It's God.
C'est Dieu.
Who has to put this in you and in me.
Qui doit le mettre en vous
and
en
any born again person, generally born again of the Spirit of Christ,
de nouveau de l'Esprit de Christ,
you have this capacity in you.
Vous avez cette capacité.
And you will see it manifest itself.
Et vous allez le voir se manifester.
What a thing that it was. Look what Peter says about it in 1 Peter chapter 2. Peter puts it down to the church, verse 19, 1 Peter 2. He says, this is thankworthy. If a man for conscience towards God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. So Peter is saying, if you, God leads you into things that you have to suffer.
Pour lesquels vous devez souffrir.
Things that you're enduring even wrongfully.
Des choses que vous devez souffrir, même si vous
the previous verse it says, you slaves, submit yourself to your masters, not only to the good ones, but to the bad ones as well.
Le verset précédent, il a dit, soumettez-vous à vos maîtres, même quand ils sont mauvais.
He says, verse 21, we skip a verse and go to 21.
Verset 21.
He says, for even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. You see the lamb? He's saying, even if the people that you work for, they whip you, God has allowed that
situation
to do something inside of your life.
De faire quelque chose
just as much as Jesus' footsteps, when he followed the dove,
comme Jésus, les pas de Jésus, quand il avait
led him to Calvary.
Calvary.
So meekness realizes
la douceur a réalisé
everything is in the hands of Jehovah.
Toute chose est
nothing happens by chance, friends.
Rien n'arrive au hasard.
He's testing the reaction to an action.
Il regarde
he
la
puts
réaction.
Us through things
il nous amène dans
to manifest what is in us,
pour manifester ce qui
to
est en
purify
nous.
Us, to purge us,
pour nous purifier, pour nous purifier,
to correct us, whatever it is that's necessary.
Corriger et faire tout ce qui est nécessaire.
And the genuine nature of the land. In the midst of that, even when your flesh wants to rebel,
même si votre chair
even when your
rebeller,
mind doesn't understand,
même si votre pensée ne comprend
remember
pas.
The prophet, there was Sharon Rose dying.
Le prophète a vu Sharon
and
Rose
there was
mourir.
The devil came in a visible form, the prophet says.
Le diable est venu visiblement,
and spoke to him and said, after all you've done for God,
il lui a dit de laisser Dieu, de laisser tomber Dieu.
Working all day and then preaching on the streets at night.
Tu servais Dieu et tu marchais toutes les nuits.
Fasting so much until you had to even pray to get up the telegraph pole to do your work. You were so weak.
Tu gênais tellement que tu n'avais même pas la force de monter.
He says, and then he takes your wife.
Mais voilà qu'il
and here's your daughter.
Voilà qu'il est en train de prendre
just
ta
one
fille.
Look. He doesn't even have to speak. He could just look and the situation would change.
Il dit, je veux même pas que tu parles. Regarde seulement la
then you say that he loves you.
Et tu vas dire qu'il t'aime.
And the prophet says, I was about to say.
Le prophète dit, j'étais presque sur le
if
point
that's
de
the
dire,
way that is, I won't serve him.
Je ne vais plus le servir.
He says, then something came from within.
Mais quelque chose vint de l'intérieur.
From within the veil.
De l'intérieur du voile.
He said, who am I in here?
Qui suis-je, moi?
Who gave me this wife?
Qui m'a donné cette épouse?
Who gave me this child?
Qui m'a donné cette fille?
The Lord has given.
Le Seigneur a
the
donné.
Lord has taken.
Le Seigneur a repris.
Get behind me, Satan.
Satan va derrière
he
moi.
Says, how will I be able to explain it? I don't know.
Comment j'ai pu expliquer
preaching
ça,
divine healing, but he wouldn't even heal my own wife
je
and daughter.
La guérison divine, mais il pouvait pas guérir
he says, I don't understand, but the only thing I know,
je pouvais pas comprendre, mais la seule chose que
I know he's right.
Je sais qu'il est juste.
That was his conclusion.
C'était ça, sa
friends,
conclusion.
That's not manufactured something.
C'est pas fabriqué quelque chose.
That's meekness.
C'est la douceur.
That's the same. Thou art holy. You are righteous in what you're doing.
C'est la même chose en disant tu es juste dans ce que tu fais.
Not attribute. The Bible says about Job.
Cet attribut,
in
la Bible
all
dit,
these things,
de, à propos de Job,
he sinned
la Bible dit,
not.
Dans toutes ces choses, il n'a pas
neither marché. Charged God foolishly with his lips.
Il n'a même pas prononcé des paroles insensées.
Friends, that's a serious character of a man.
C'est un caractère sérieux.
Serious character.
Un caractère très
but
sérieux.
Look at Israel in the wilderness. How many times they reviled God. Why has he led us here? There's no food. There's no water. The water's bitter. It's better we should have died in Egypt. Moses has led us out here to perish in the wilderness. But there were two people that didn't have that character. And that was Joshua and Caleb. And the prophet says, no matter what Moses was in, they were in it together. That's what we don't understand what's going on. But God knows what he's doing. You see, they wouldn't charge God foolishly. Let's finish that scripture there. Look on the next verse. Speaking about Jesus, verse 22. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. So Jesus, what he went through, he had done nothing to deserve it.
Jésus ne méritait pas ce qu'il a vécu.
He could have looked at it as being unjust. Why, Father, are you leading me through this?
Il pouvait dire, ceci est injuste. Pourquoi, Père, m'amène
ceci? Verse
23.
Who, when he was reviled, when the people spoke against him,
quand les gens ont parlé contre lui,
he reviled not again.
Il n'a pas rendu d'injuste.
That's the lamb, friends.
C'est l'agneau.
When he suffered, he threatened not.
Quand il a souffert, il n'a pas menacé.
But he committed himself to him that judges righteously. Amen. That's the power of a committal, friends.
Amen.
That when you're going through something,
quand vous traversez ce
leave judgment in the hands of Jehovah.
Laissez les jugements les mains de
like David that time,
comme
when he was going up the mount, remember Mount Olives?
Quand il montait le mont de
and Absalom had rebelled.
Et qu'Absalom s'était
and David was a rejected king.
David était le roi
and he was going up with the dust on his head.
Et il allait avec sa, la poussière sur sa
and then place. Came Shimei the Benjamite.
Alors, Shimei est venu
and he
Benjamin.
Took those stones and the sand and he threw it at David.
Il a ramassé des pierres et il a jeté
said, thou bloody man.
Il dit, toi, sanguiné.
Jehovah is visiting upon you your wickedness.
Jehovah te fait payer ta méchanceté.
And Joab, I think it was, took his sword.
Joab a pris son épée.
And he said, my Lord,
il dit, mon Seigneur,
I will not let this dog's head stay on his shoulders.
Je vais pas laisser à ce chien sa
how can he speak against the king, the Lord's anointed like that?
Il parle contre un oint de Dieu comme
and look at meekness now come out.
Mais regarde la douceur, comment elle vient.
Leave him.
Il dit, laisse-le.
Maybe the Lord told him to say it.
Peut-être le Seigneur lui a dit de faire cela.
That was what David said. Maybe the Lord...
David a dit cela,
and if we handle it the right way, maybe the Lord will visit goodness on me.
Si nous le, nous réagissons correctement, le Seigneur nous visitera.
That was a reflection of Christ.
C'était
the rejected king going up the mount.
Le roi rejeté allant sur la montagne.
And look what people were saying, if you be the son of God, bring yourself off the cross.
Les gens lui disaient, si tu es fils de Dieu,
he saved others, he can't save himself.
Il guérit les autres, il peut pas se guérir lui-même.
He was smitten.
Il a été frappé.
And the thing that amazed Pilate the most,
la chose qui a étonné Pilate,
Jesus never said anything in his defense.
Il s'est pas défendu.
He was a lamb.
Il était un agneau.
In Isaiah 53, it says about Jesus. Verse 7, it says he was oppressed.
Qu'il a été opprimé.
He was oppressed. It was hard, spiritually speaking. Oppression speaks of something inward that he went through.
L'oppression parle de quelque chose de l'intérieur.
And he was afflicted. That's outward pain that he went through.
Et il était affligé. Ça, c'est l'extérieur.
Yet he opened not his mouth.
Mais il n'a pas ouvert sa bouche.
Can you see how 90% of us are disqualified straight away there?
Vous voyez combien 90%
because the first thing we do is we open our mouth.
Parce que la première chose que nous allons faire, c'est
and we go and gossip
bouche.
And we backbite and speak against things.
Quand nous calomnie, nous calomnions,
instead of being wise and saying, I want to be meek.
Il dit, je vais être doux.
Because Jehovah's allowed the situation to come.
Parce que Jehovah a permis que ce
yes, that produit. Person's wrong.
C'est vrai que c'est
yes, they've spoken evil against me.
Parce qu'elle a parlé en mal de moi.
But Jehovah's permitted it.
Mais Jehovah l'a permis.
I'm going to commit judgment to him.
Je vais laisser le jugement à lui.
Because that's what the lamb does.
C'est ce que
that's what
fait.
Meekness does.
C'est ce que la douceur fait.
And it says about Jesus, he opened not his mouth.
Il n'a pas ouvert sa bouche.
He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter.
Il a été amené comme un agneau à la
and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb.
Et comme la brebis devant celui qui la tond.
Shaving it all off.
En train de la tondre complètement.
Everything which the sheep has is his wool.
Tout ce
he has
que,
nothing else but his wool.
Tout ce que la brebis possède, c'est la laine.
And the shepherd says, my sheep.
Et le berger dit,
I've raised you for a purpose.
J'étais élevé dans un but.
Now I need something from you at this
maintenant,
time.
Je veux prendre quelque chose
it might
toi.
Hurt.
Et
It might be something you don't desire.
Ma pensée, c'est peut-être quelque chose que tu ne désires
pas. But it's the will of the shepherd.
Mais c'est la volonté
Please,
du berger.
Give me all your wool.
Donne-moi toute ta laine.
And the sheep says.
Et la brebis dira.
Be done to me according to your will.
Que cela me soit fait selon ta volonté.
And he submits himself.
Et elle se soumet.
And he lays himself on the shearing floor or shearing table.
Elle se couche sur la table. On va la
take everything off.
On va tout enlever.
And it's speaking about Jesus.
Et cela parle de Jésus.
It says when he is brought to the shearers.
Il dit quand il a été amené auprès
not
du
just
tondeur,
to take his wool, but to take his life.
Pas pour prendre la laine, mais pour prendre
not
sa
just
vie.
To take his life, but him to die out of the presence of God.
Pas seulement
forsaken
mourir,
by
mourir
God and by man.
De Dieu.
Not just a normal death, the death of the cross.
Pas une mort normale, mais la mort de la croix.
Darkness in the midst of the day.
Les ténèbres en pleine journée.
Before his shearers, he was done.
Mais devant le tondeur,
and all the false accusations.
Et devant toutes
and
les
being
fausses accusations,
smitten.
Il a été frappé.
Beaten with rods.
Chicoté.
The crown of thorns.
Et la couronne de
the pile. Scarlet robe of mockery. The spit in his face.
La robe écarlate de moquerie.
He opened not his mouth.
Il n'a pas ouvert la bouche.
Friends. That's the characteristics of the word.
C'est la caractéristique de la
that
parole.
Was the word made flesh.
C'était la parole faite chair.
That's why after that all power in heaven and earth was given unto him.
C'est après cela que tout pouvoir sur terre et
because
sur
character like that is fit to reign.
Parce que ce caractère comme cela est disposé à régner.
That's the character of the Lamb.
C'est le caractère de l'agneau.
That was meekness, friends.
C'était la douceur.
The attributes of meekness.
L'attribut de douceur.
Verse 2 and 1, it says that just to finish, but committed himself to him that judges righteously. That was powerful, yeah? He says, and as a sheep before his shearers is dumb, so opened not his mouth. My. I just pray for that character. I pray for that, friends. Because this flesh sometimes wants to take it in its own hands and starting to sort the things out. Instead of waiting to say, Father, what do you want from me at this time?
Qu'est-ce que vous voulez pour moi en ce moment?
Why have you allowed this situation to
pourquoi
rise
as-tu
up?
Permis cette situation de se produire?
What are you trying to achieve here?
Qu'est-ce que tu essaies
are you trying to shear something from me?
Essaies-tu de tondre quelque chose?
Are you trying to purge me of something?
Essaies-tu de me purger?
Are you trying to teach me your faithfulness?
Est-ce que tu essaies de m'enseigner la fidélité?
Meekness.
La
commits it to the hands of Jehovah,
remet tout entre les mains de Jehovah
and leaves it with him
et les laisse avec
and
lui.
Doesn't take it in his own hands
ne prend pas des choses entre ses propres
and trying to say I'm going to show them
et dire, je
no one can speak about me like that
personne,
why?
On parle pas de
they spoke worse about Jesus
and
he never said anything
et n'a rien dit,
are you better than Jesus?
Es-tu
am I better than Jesus?
Je suis
we're supposed to be the Lamb's wife, friends.
Nous sommes censés être l'épouse de l'agneau.
We're supposed to be bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh
nous
and spirit of his spirit
chair de sa
and
chair,
word of his word.
Et parole de sa parole.
Can you see why when the prophet came now to the people at Azusa in Los Angeles and he started to preach down this line he was explaining to them why they didn't have the glory they used to have. Because they didn't have the nature
parce qu'ils n'avaient pas la nature
that those pioneers at Azusa Street had.
Qui étaient aux gens, sur les gens qui étaient sur Azusa
because at Azusa Street they were very meek.
Parce que les gens d'Azusa étaient
very meek
très doux,
people.
Des gens très doux.
So meekness first of all is towards
d'abord,
God.
C'est d'abord
secondly,
Dieu.
Towards men, like I'm saying.
Et puis envers les hommes, comme j'ai
especially
dit.
Evil men. That shows meekness.
Spécialement envers les méchants.
When people afflict you and speak evil of you and revile you.
Quand les gens vous parlent mal de
meekness
vous,
submits.
La douceur,
and says, my father's allowed this for a purpose. He's trying to teach me something.
Dit, mon père a permis cela dans un but.
Maybe he's testing me.
Peut-être qu'il est en train
maybe
de
he wants
tester.
To take me to the next level in my inheritance.
Peut-être qu'il veut m'amener dans un niveau plus élevé dans mon
héritage. But he wants to make sure it's not fool's gold in there. It's the genuine article.
Et qu'il veut se rendre compte que c'est pas de c'est pas de l'or piraté.
The nature of Christ.
C'est la nature de Christ.
Now that's why John.
C'est pourquoi Jean
when that great vision opened before him on the Jordan.
Quand la grande vision s'est ouverte devant lui au Jourdain.
What did he see?
Qu'est-ce qu'il a vu?
He saw a dove and he saw a lamb.
Il a vu l'agneau et la colombe.
He saw a uniting time.
Il a vu un temps d'union.
He saw a harmony.
Il a vu une harmonie.
That's why can you see the third pool, friends?
C'est pourquoi vous voulez voir le troisième pool.
When there's harmony.
Quand il y a harmonie.
When the dove can descend and remain.
quand l'agneau peut, la colombe peut descendre et demeurer.
That's how when someone gossips.
C'est pourquoi
quand I don't understand how they can speak about the third pool.
Quand quelqu'un calomnie, il peut pas parler du troisième
There's
pool.
There's no material at all there for the third pool.
Parce qu'il y a pas quelque chose en lui pour le troisième pool.
There's no material there for the third pool.
Il y a rien en lui pour le troisième pool.
You've got to have meekness.
Vous devez avoir la
Because the meek are the ones that inherit.
C'est les doux qui hériteront.
It's that that brings a person to the inheritance.
C'est ce qui amène la personne à son héritage.
The prophet says, a lamb is so gentle that it can be led.
L'agneau est si doux qu'elle peut être, il peut, il, si doux qu'il peut être conduit.
Now we all seem to be that when Jehovah is leading us where we want to go. In the green pastures and the still waters. But what about the valley of the shadow of death? What about the persecution? What about where there's wolves, thieves and robbers and those places? The prophet says, and that's the reason God represented Christ as the Lamb.
He's
willing to be led right the way through horror.
Qui veut être amené vers l'horreur,
pain,
vers la peine,
affliction,
les douleurs,
being reviled and rebuked and spoken evil of.
Injurié, réprimandé et de mauvaises choses dites
But
de
he wouldn't get caught up looking at those things, getting involved in defending himself.
Il n'a pas été trouvé en train de se défendre.
He kept his eyes on the dove.
Il a fixé ses yeux sur la colombe.
He just followed the dove.
Il a suivi la colombe.
The lamb, the meekest of all the creatures of the earth.
L'agneau, la plus douce des
The dove, the meekest of the fowls of the heaven.
La colombe, le plus doux de tous les oiseaux du ciel.
That's the only way.
C'est le seul moyen.
They could have united.
D'être unis.
It's the only way.
C'est le seul moyen.
The dove.
L'agneau.
Could ever come on the lamb.
Par lequel l'agneau
the
pouvait,
only way.
La colombe pouvait venir sur l'agneau.
Is meekness.
C'est au travers
Is
la
that
douceur.
Character of the lamb.
C'est ce caractère
That's
de
the
l'agneau.
Only way.
C'est le
that
la
the Holy
voie.
Ghost would descend and remain on somebody.
Le seul moyen par lequel le Saint-Esprit peut descendre.
Not like Samson. The Holy Ghost would descend, do something,
le Saint-Esprit va descendre,
kill a thousand Philistines,
le Samson va tuer mille Philistins,
down to the woman at Timnah.
Après, il rentre vers la
and there's no more the Holy Ghost there. It's now Samson in control.
C'est plus Samson qui contrôle.
And then he gets in a crisis, the Holy Ghost comes again.
Quand il est en difficulté,
After the crisis, vient,
quand il s'en sort,
he loves a woman from the valley of Sorek
il va
called Delilah.
Une autre femme.
Can you see, that's not the real, that's dangerous, friends.
Ça, c'est très dangereux.
And that's what the Pentecostals want.
C'est ce que les
they want the power when they need it.
Ils veulent la puissance
they want the Holy Ghost to descend and manifest in power when they need it.
Ils veulent le Saint-Esprit faire des choses quand
But
ils en
they don't
besoin.
Want to die to themselves.
Mais veulent pas mourir en
eux so that that anointing can come in the soul.
Pour que cette onction vienne dans l'âme.
So they can really be born again of that anointing.
Pour qu'ils soient réellement de
they don't want that. They don't want this man Christ to rule over them.
Ils veulent que l'homme règne sur eux.
We want the prosperity.
Nous voulons la
we want the good things from the hands of God.
Nous voulons des bonnes choses, la
but friends, the bride,
mais l'épouse,
they want his character.
Elle veut ce caractère.
The bride, they want to be like Jesus.
L'épouse
when he leads me through the garden of Gethsemane, I'll go with him through the way. When he leads me wherever,
peu importe lui où
that's the character of the bride, friends.
C'est le caractère de l'épouse.
That's the difference.
C'est
you can be anointed in your spirit.
Vous pouvez être ouvert dans votre esprit.
Speak in tongues and prophesy.
Parlant en langue et prophétisant.
Pray for the sick, they be healed.
Priant pour les
Genuine malades. Gifts of the spirit.
Un vrai don de Dieu.
But have nothing of the nature of the lamb in your soul.
Y a pas la nature de la
you don't have
votre
the meekness
esprit.
In you.
Vous n'avez pas de
That's when vous. Jesus that day will say, Depart from me, I never knew you.
Jésus dira, Va-t'en loin de moi, je t'ai jamais
you and I never had intimacy. We never had relationship. But the disciples said to Jesus, Lord, we don't mind about these things. We've forsaken lands, we've forsaken houses to follow you.
And
Jesus said, why don't you go as well?
With the rest. It's
because you have the words of eternal life.
There's
something there that resonates in my soul. That's what I want. I want the character of the word. I want the nature of the lamb. Jesus, I want to be like you. You know that Judas is stealing money. You know that Judas is backbiting you.
Tu sais que Judas est en train
he's
de
got a foot in both camps. He's with us and he's with the Pharisees.
Il est
we know.
En train de traiter avec toi et avec
but
les
you
Pharisees.
Never say anything about it.
Mais tu, il n'a rien dit
you
à
still
propos.
Call him friend.
Il a appelé ami.
You still wash his feet.
Il lui a lavé les pieds.
Jesus, I want to be like you.
Jésus, je veux être comme toi.
That's what resonates in the soul of the bride is that kind of character.
C'est ce caractère qui
and that's why we love this message.
C'est pourquoi nous aimons
because
ce message.
We see a perfect reflection of the Lamb in this message.
Parce que nous voyons le parfait reflet de l'agneau dans ce
when
message.
We look at the prophet, we see such a reflection of Christ through that man.
Quand nous regardons le prophète, nous voyons le reflet parfait de Christ.
And that's what we want.
C'est ce que nous voulons.
Though we may lose everything like Paul.
Peut-être que nous allons perdre tout
Paul
comme
said, I've lost all things.
Paul dit, j'ai tout perdu.
He says, and I count them but dung.
Et je ne compte
for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Par rapport à l'excellence de la connaissance de Jésus.
That's all that he wanted.
C'est tout
that
ce
I might
voulait.
Know him and the power of his resurrection.
Je le connais maintenant dans sa, la puissance
to
de sa
be found in him on that day.
Être trouvé en lui dans
that's
en
all
ce
that
jour.
Paul really wanted.
C'est ce que Paul désirait.
Now, let's come to a close with this. We'll bring it down to about 20 minutes about Azusa Street.
Nous allons parler maintenant
so the prophet now he's preaching about Azusa Street, the
prophet,
Jubilee.
Quand il parle du jubilé de la
and he's
rue
trying
Azusa,
to explain to the people where things have gone wrong.
Il explique aux gens là où les choses n'ont pas marché.
And friends, I read again yesterday most of that book Azusa Street.
J'ai lu hier beaucoup de livres
an eyewitness Azusa. Account Azusa Street, Frank Bartlett.
Des témoins oculaires de
and I would recommend to any believer buy that book and read it prayerfully. It's a powerful book.
Je vous recommande de chercher
there's very few eyewitness accounts, but that man was there and he saw it fail and he knew why it failed.
C'est un témoin oculaire qui était là, il a vu
but what they had 1906 in Azusa Street was so wonderful at first.
Ce qui arriva en 1906
it was so
Azusa,
pure at first.
C'était merveilleux.
It's like what you have in your experience when you first meet Christ.
You have
something
Christ.
That is so real.
Vous aviez quelque chose
so
de si réel,
genuine.
De si original.
That you want, this is just so wonderful.
Vous dites, c'est si merveilleux.
That's what they had at Azusa Street. They had a genuine outpouring
c'est
of the Holy
qu'ils avaient
Ghost.
Sur Azusa.
But it didn't last long.
Mais cela n'a pas
it
duré.
Just took a few months.
Cela a pris seulement
the problem
peu
started
mois.
To come in.
Le prophète est venu.
And now the prophet was preaching to the people after 50 years.
Le prophète prêchait à ces gens après 50 ans.
And saying, but the glory is gone.
Il leur a dit la gloire est partie.
It's not what it used to be.
C'est pas comme ça que cela était.
Now the prophet.
Le prophète.
Was the pastor of this age.
Il était le pasteur de cet âge.
And he's going to come and diagnose to these people exactly where the problem is.
Il viendra donner le diagnostic à ces gens pour
leur and then he's going to give them a prescription to show them the medicine they need to take to get it back to what it used to
et
be.
Il va leur montrer le médicament qu'il faut prendre pour être guéri.
And to do that he chooses to preach the lamb and the dove.
Et pour le faire il a prêché l'agneau et la colombe.
And that's really interesting.
Et cela est très intéressant.
So he comes. And he says it. He says, now another thing. The lamb is willing to submit its rights.
L'agneau est prêt et disposé à abandonner ses droits.
Now that is the greatest problem we have because we're in Laodicea.
That's right. C'est le plus grand problème que nous avons à Laodicea.
Laodicea means people's rights.
Laodicea veut dire les droits du peuple.
So this last age, the whole atmosphere, the anointing on this age is people's rights.
L'onction de
human rights, gay rights, women's rights, whatever.
Les droits des hommes,
and
les
many of them,
femmes.
It's fine. I mean, in the natural things, many of the things, there's nothing wrong with human rights, good things.
Naturellement, toutes ces choses sont bonnes.
But if you're not careful as believers,
mais si vous n'êtes pas prudent en tant que croyant,
we get that influence,
nous recevons l'influence
through Hollywood,
au travers de Hollywood,
through the music,
au travers de la musique,
through peer pressure,
au travers de la pression
through
de,
just
de
the
nos
general
amis,
atmosphere of this age,
l'atmosphère générale de
we start
âge,
getting that attitude in us as well.
Nous allons commencer à attraper cette attitude en nous
that
aussi.
I want my rights.
Je veux mes droits.
I want to live the way I want to live.
Je veux vivre comme
I
je
want to
le
dress
veux.
The way I want to dress.
Je veux m'habiller comme
I
je
want to
pense.
Spend my time the way that I want to spend
je veux,
my time.
Je veux passer mon temps comme je le veux.
And that's not the nature of the lamb.
C'est pas la nature de l'agneau.
Because the lamb never claims its rights.
Parce que l'agneau ne réclame pas ses
it doesn't droits. Have its own will.
Il n'a pas sa propre volonté.
The will of the shepherd is the will of the sheep.
La volonté de
that's
de
all that they
la
desire.
Volonté de l'agneau.
So he says it's willing to submit its rights.
Il dit il est prêt à abandonner ses droits.
And there's so many times we don't want to submit our rights.
Il dit il y a plusieurs fois nous n'aimons pas abandonner nos droits.
So many of you say, listen what he says. So many of you say,
la plupart de vous disent,
well, I've got rights, Brother Branham.
J'ai des droits, frère Branham.
That's true.
C'est vrai.
But are you willing to forfeit your rights?
Mais êtes-vous prêt à abandonner vos droits?
Are you willing to give your rights to God?
Êtes-vous prêt à donner vos droits à Dieu?
So that God can lead you.
Pour que Dieu vous conduise.
Because that's what Jesus did.
C'est ce que
He had the right to get married.
Il avait le droit de
He had a right to live and die as an old man.
Il avait le droit de vivre et mourir.
He had rights to have a big house,
Il avait
a
le
career,
droit d'avoir une grande maison,
a family,
et une famille,
just like you and I.
Comme vous et moi.
But what did he do?
Mais qu'est-ce qu'il avait fait?
He forfeited every right.
Il a abandonné tous les droits
to the dove.
À l'agneau, à
Paul,
la colombe.
He was a Pharisee of the Pharisees.
Paul, il était un pharisien parmi
he
les
was
pharisiens.
The next big thing in the Pharisee religion.
C'était la deuxième position la plus
élevée. But when he met Christ, friends,
mais quand il a rencontré Christ,
everything changed for Paul.
Tout a changé.
He didn't want his rights anymore.
Il n'avait plus
he didn't want the big name in society that he had. Oh, Paul's the big guy.
Il ne voulait plus ce grand nom qu'il avait dans la société.
We're going to give him an armed escort and letters to go to Damascus.
Qu'il avait une grande escorte armée pour aller à Damas.
He became a man.
Il est devenu un homme
that at the end of his ministry,
qu'à la fin de son ministère,
he just had one coat.
Il avait une seule coat.
And he didn't even have it with him.
Il ne l'avait même
he had to write to Timothy, please, when you come, bring my coat.
Il a écrit à Timothée pour lui dire, quand tu viens,
and was he complaining? He wasn't complaining.
Il ne se plaignait pas.
He said, I'm glad to forfeit my rights.
Il dit, je suis content d'abandonner.
So that there can be
pour que
an apostleship to the Gentiles.
Pour que je sois un apôtre pour les gentils.
And then he's in prison.
Et il est en prison.
He's not complaining about being in prison.
Il ne se plaint pas d'être en prison.
He's saying,
il
Paul,
a dit,
a prisoner of Jesus Christ.
Je suis Paul, prisonnier de Christ.
He says, yes.
Il dit, oui.
I'm an ambassador in bonds.
Je suis un ambassadeur dans les chaînes.
He says, if this wasn't the case,
c'était pas le cas,
I never would have written the New Testament.
Si c'était pas le cas, il n'aurait pas écrit le Nouveau Testament.
He just submitted himself to Jehovah.
Il s'est abandonné.
And though he was in prison, he knew there's a purpose.
Même s'il était en prison, il savait qu'il y avait un but.
And the prophet says he was too busy. God had to put him in prison to write the New Testament.
Le prophète dit qu'il était si occupé que Dieu devait le placer en prison pour qu'il écrive le Nouveau Testament.
But those people that God invested power and authority in them, confidence in them.
Les gens à qui Dieu a donné pouvoir et autorité.
They were time tested.
Ils étaient déjà éprouvés.
That they were willing to forfeit their rights.
Qu'ils étaient prêts à abandonner leurs droits.
They were willing.
Ils étaient prêts.
No one has to force them. You never have to force a born again person to dress properly.
Vous ne forcerez jamais une personne née de nouveau à s'habiller.
When you show somebody Deuteronomy,
quand vous leur montrez dans
that a woman shouldn't wear that pertains to a man.
Que la femme ne doit pas porter les habits.
And a man shouldn't wear a woman's garment.
Et que l'homme ne doit pas porter.
For this is an abomination to the Lord.
Que cela est une abomination devant le Seigneur.
Although you might like your men's clothing
peut-être
as a woman,
vous aimez vos
your trousers and different things,
vos pantalons et toutes ces
but
choses,
you forfeit that.
Mais vous abandonnez.
Because you want to keep walking with the dove.
Parce que vous voulez continuer à
because you want to go all the way to inheritance.
Parce que vous voulez aller
no one has to prize it out of your hands.
Vous avez tout dans votre main.
No one has to prize it. When somebody says, sisters, don't wear high-heeled shoes like the prophet says.
Quand quelqu'un vous dit, sœur, ne porte pas de hauts talons comme le prophète dit.
You don't have to come and say, how many inches am I allowed?
Vous n'allez pas demander combien de centimètres.
How many inches am I allowed?
Combien de centimètres?
It's not as close as we can get to sin. It's as far away that we can stay. That's the nature of a lamb.
C'est la nature de la colombe.
And that's when the prophet says no.
C'est ce que le prophète
dit. That's what's the matter with our churches today.
C'est la condition dans laquelle se trouve notre
look, this is the doctor of the age, friends.
C'est le docteur de l'âge.
They had Dr. Moses in days gone by, the prophets. Now we had Dr. Branham.
Il y avait Dr. Moses,
and he was diagnosing the symptoms.
Aujourd'hui, nous avons Dr. Branham qui diagnostique.
He says, we are supposed to be lambs.
Nous sommes censés être des agneaux.
But we have become everything else but lambs.
Nous sommes devenus toute autre chose sauf des agneaux.
And as soon as we get that attitude,
et aussitôt que nous prenons cette
you see,
attitude,
it starts as an attitude, friends. Be careful.
Cela commence comme une attitude. Soyez prudents.
What is an attitude becomes a behavior.
C'est que quand l'attitude devient
and a behavior becomes a nature.
Et le comportement devient une nature.
Be careful of that.
Soyez prudents.
And what is the thing that brings about a change in attitude is influence.
Qu'est-ce qui amène ce changement d'attitude? C'est
you're in the wrong influence.
Vous êtes sous une mauvaise influence.
Peer pressure.
La pression de vos amis,
peer pressure,
la pression de votre entourage,
influence,
l'influence.
Be careful.
Soyez prudent.
of that kind of influence.
De ce genre d'influence.
A lamb.
L'agneau
wants to stay close to the shepherd.
Veut rester tout près de
That's the safest thing that we can do.
C'est l'endroit le plus
sécurisé. The prophet says, as soon as we get that attitude, the dove of the Holy Spirit takes her flight.
Aussitôt que vous prenez cette attitude, la colombe du Saint-Esprit s'en va.
And then you wonder why.
Vous vous demandez pourquoi.
I used to have glory in my life.
J'avais de la gloire dans
ma vie. I used to have such a reality of Christ.
J'avais une telle réalité de Christ.
When I used to sing about the heavenly dove, it was a living experience in my soul.
Quand je chantais de cette colombe céleste, c'était une expérience vivante.
But it's been a long time.
Mais ça fait si longtemps.
My soul is dry.
Que mon âme est sèche.
I don't have fellowship with the heavenly dove anymore.
Je ne communie plus avec la colombe céleste.
Change your attitude.
Change ton attitude.
That's the first thing.
C'est la première
we
chose.
Need to repent of those attitudes.
Nous devons nous repentir de ces
attitudes. Of wanting to take things in our hands. It's my rights. I can do it if I want.
Vouloir prendre les choses, c'est mon droit.
The prophet says the most. The moment you get that attitude, the dove takes its flight. Because it's not the nature of the lamb anymore. There's no more harmony between the lamb and the dove. There's no more ability to unite your soul and the dove. Because there's a difference in nature here now. There's a difference. Then he continues on now. Then he says, now it goes from your attitude and becomes your behavior. He says, that's the reason that you're wondering what's the matter with the Pentecostal church. It's because we have taken on a different nature.
Parce que nous avons pris une nature différente.
We've taken on a nature.
Nous avons pris une nature.
We want our rights.
Nous voulons nos droits.
We're going to do what we know is
nous
right to do.
Ce que nous pensons que cela est juste.
Now listen to the words he uses.
Regardez les mots qu'il utilise.
And we become arrogant.
Et nous devenons arrogants.
Arrogance is not the nature of the lamb.
L'arrogance, c'est pas la nature de l'agneau.
You know what it is to be arrogant?
Vous savez ce que c'est que d'être
arrogant? It's to be big-headed.
C'est
to be proud.
De se sentir plus grand
to
que
be
les autres.
Overconfident.
D'avoir,
have you not seen message believers like that? We're the bride.
Vous voyez des gens très orgueilleux. Nous sommes les
friends, like that, you're not the bride.
Comme cela, vous n'êtes pas l'épouse.
Because the bride is the lamb's wife.
Parce que l'épouse, c'est la,
with
la
that
de
kind of an attitude, when we're overconfident, we're proud.
Avec cet orgueil,
the prophet says we become arrogant.
Le prophète dit, nous devenons
arrogant. We become hostile.
Nous devenons hostile.
Hostile means to be argumentative.
Hostile veut dire
and aggressive.
Engager des discussions.
You'll find people that go to meeting.
Vous voyez des gens qui
where there be great spiritual blessing.
Où il y a des grandes bénédictions
spirituelles. And they come back and they'll be arrogant after those meetings.
Et ils reviennent, deviennent
you have to follow us. You have to be with us.
Vous devez nous suivre, vous devez être avec
you wonder
nous.
Why if there was such an anointing of the Holy Ghost there.
Mais il y avait une telle,
and there must have been. But those people never let that anointing get to the soul.
Mais ces gens n'ont pas laissé cette onction.
Because you can't come from the genuine presence of the dove.
Parce que vous ne pouvez pas venir de la présence de la.
If you've allowed that anointing to influence you the right way, you will never be argumentative.
Si vous avez permis cette influence,
you'll never be arrogant.
Vous ne deviendrez pas arrogant.
That's not the nature of the lamb.
Parce que c'est la nature de la.
That's not the character that the dove.
C'est pas le caractère
produces through the new birth
produit sous la nouvelle
in the soul of a person.
C'est pas ce genre de gens.
But the people become arrogant and hostile.
Mais les gens deviennent arrogants et
hostiles. It says we become indifferent. That means you don't care.
Nous devenons indifférents.
I don't care what they think about me.
Ça m'importe peu ce que les gens
no matter how much I speak about Wednesday service, I'm not going for Wednesday service.
Peu importe ce qu'on dit des
you see, it's
de
that kind of an attitude, friends.
Pas ce genre de
and the moment you have that attitude, the dove takes its flight.
Le moment que vous avez ce comportement, la colombe s'en va.
Because it's not willing to forfeit its rights.
C'est
not willing to forfeit its rights.
Vous n'êtes pas prêt à abandonner vos droits.
Someone will say,
quelqu'un dira,
if you have something against your brother,
si vous avez quelque chose
go to him.
Allez vers lui.
That's the word.
C'est la parole.
I'm not going to him.
Je n'irai pas
vers I'm going to go and tell my neighbor.
Je vais pas vers
I'm going to tell my husband, my brother, my sister, my whoever.
À mon frère, à mon voisin.
And then the dove takes its flight.
Et la
and
la
you wonder, where's the glory gone that I used to have?
Vous allez vous demander,
friends, Dr. Branham's telling you the problem here.
Dr. Branham te dit le problème ici.
It starts as an attitude.
Cela commence comme
then it gets into our behavior.
Alors ça devient un comportement.
Then it becomes a manifestation now.
Alors ça devient une manifestation.
And the manifestation isn't a manifestation of the
the attributes of the Lamb anymore.
La manifestation, c'est pas la manifestation de la tribu de l'agneau.
It's the attributes of a fallen nature.
C'est la manifestation de la,
wanting to
la
defend
nature
itself,
déchue,
claim its rights.
Qui veut se défendre et réclamer ses droits.
The prophet says that's the reason today that our churches today are in the condition that they are.
C'est la raison pour laquelle l'église se trouve dans la condition dans laquelle elle est.
Whenever a prophet says that's the reason, stop.
Quand le prophète dit, c'est ça la raison,
underline,
vous soulignez cela.
Meditate.
Méditez là-dessus.
And pray.
Priez.
That's the best thing to do.
C'est la meilleure chose
stop
à faire.
There and say, hey, hey.
Arrêtez-vous d'abord et dites.
He's telling us this is the reason.
Il dit, c'est ça la raison.
Let's learn. This is the prescription.
C'est ceci l'ordonnance.
First the diagnosis, then there's
d'abord
a prescription.
Il diagnostic et puis il donne l'ordonnance.
The prophet says, we've called ourselves the Lamb of God.
Le prophète dit, nous nous sommes appelés nous-mêmes l'agneau de Dieu.
But the woman and the men together has begun to act everything but the lambs of God.
Les gens ont commencé à se conduire d'une manière tout à fait différente de l'agneau de Dieu.
And when you go to acting like that,
et quand vous commencez à agir comme
the Holy Spirit, the gentle dove,
le Saint-Esprit, la douce colombe,
the meekest of all the birds of the air,
le plus doux de tous les oiseaux du ciel,
takes her flight right away.
Il s'envole tout. Il s'envole immédiatement.
Because it won't be disgraced with you, no sir.
Parce qu'il ne va pas porter la honte.
The Holy Ghost is not going to be associated with that kind of attitude and that kind of behavior.
Le Saint-Esprit ne va pas s'associer à ce genre d'attitude.
And that's why you'll be fellowshipping and let somebody start backbiting.
Quand quelqu'un seulement commence.
See how the atmosphere changes immediately.
Quand quelqu'un se commence à mal se comporter.
Let the Holy Ghost bear record.
Quand le Saint-Esprit,
I'm not associated with that kind of behavior.
Avec ce genre de comportement.
And when you say something wrong, what happens in your experience?
Quand vous dites quelque chose de mal, qu'est-ce qui arrive dans votre expérience?
Straight away.
Directement.
If you've got any sensitivity in your soul, you know I've done wrong here.
Si vous avez quelque chose,
I shouldn't have said that.
Je n'aurais pas dit ceci.
I shouldn't have said that.
Je n'aurais pas dit ceci.
The prophet says, no.
No.
Never think you're going to act like that.
Ne pensez pas que vous allez agir comme cela.
And keep the Holy Ghost.
Et gardez le Saint-Esprit.
You can't do it.
Vous n'allez pas, ça ne se fait pas.
But what was John looking at? Somebody that the Holy Spirit would descend and remain.
Jean regardait à quelqu'un sur qui le Saint-Esprit va descendre
et demeurer. Enoch walked with God.
Et qui va marcher avec Dieu.
And he was not. That's how we need to overcome these things, friends. This is the great enemy of our adoption.
C'est le plus grand ennemi de notre
because
adoption.
The meek shall inherit the earth.
Parce que les débonnaires hériteront la terre.
Then he speaks about Azusa Street, the atmosphere they had then.
Et il parle de la rue Azusa,
now, I don't have much more, but I'll read just a little section from the book Azusa Street.
Je vais seulement lire un peu.
Listen what this man Bartleman, who was there and experienced it, said about
ce
Azusa Street.
Était là sur place et il avait vu.
He says,
il dit,
divine love
l'amour divin
was wonderfully manifest in the meetings.
Était manifesté dans les réunions.
They would, he's speaking of the leadership of Azusa Street.
Il parle des conducteurs de
the newspapers were attacking it, calling it the devil. The other churches were attacking it, saying it was heresy, a cult.
Les journaux et les autres églises appelaient cela le diable et l'hérésie et tout.
He says, but they would not even allow an unkind word to be said.
Mais ils ne permettaient pas que une parole méchante soit prononcée.
Against the opposers or against the churches.
Contre les journaux ou contre les églises.
Those that were fighting against them.
Ceux qui les combattaient.
They reviled not back.
Ils n'ont pas,
when they were reviled, they reviled not back.
Ils n'ont pas répliqué quand ils étaient injuriés.
He says the message was the love of God.
Le message, c'était l'amour
it
de Dieu.
Was a sort of first love of the early church returned.
C'était en quelque sorte l'amour du premier église qui était revenu.
The baptism we received in the beginning, the baptism of the Holy Ghost,
le baptême que nous avons reçu au commencement,
did not allow us
ne nous avait pas permis
to think
de penser,
to speak,
de parler,
or to hear evil of any man,
ou d'écouter du mal de qui que ce soit.
The dove hasn't changed.
La colombe n'a pas changé.
The dove hasn't changed.
La colombe n'a
the
pas
genuine
changé.
Baptism of the Holy Ghost still doesn't allow those things, friends.
Le vrai baptême du Saint-Esprit
it doesn't allow you to think
choses.
Evil of anybody,
ne vous permet pas de
to speak
mal de
evil of anybody,
de parler mal
or
de
to open your ear to share evil of anybody.
Ouvrir votre oreille pour écouter du mal de quelqu'un.
You see, the prophet knew exactly where the problem was.
Le prophète savait réellement où se trouvait le problème.
He says the spirit was very sensitive.
L'esprit était si sensible.
As tender as a dove.
si tendre que comme la.
The Holy Spirit is symbolized as a dove.
Le Saint-Esprit est symbolisé par la colombe.
We knew the moment we had grieved the Spirit.
Nous savons le moment où nous l'attristons.
By an unkind thought or word.
Par une pensée ou une parole méchante.
But we just committed ourselves to His judgment.
Mais nous remettons lui-même à son jugement.
Never seeking even to defend the work or ourselves.
Ne cherchons même pas à défendre le travail par nous-mêmes.
We lived in His wonderful immediate presence.
Nous les laissons en sa présence.
And nothing contrary to His Spirit was allowed there.
Et rien de contraire à son esprit n'était permis.
That's what they had.
C'est ce qu'ils avaient.
But they lost it.
Mais ils l'avaient perdu.
And in our lives,
et dans nos vies,
we had our first love.
Nous avions notre première amour.
We had our first pure experiences with
nous
Christ.
Avions notre première expérience.
And you may look and say, but it used to be so wonderful.
Vous pouvez regarder et dire, frère, c'était si merveilleux.
But it's not the same anymore.
Mais c'est plus la même chose.
And you may try to blame everybody else, and nobody else is to blame.
Vous allez tenter de
like that song says,
comme la faute, la
I wanted
dit,
to see the man who crucified the Lord.
Je veux voir celui qui a crucifié le Seigneur.
And someone said, go and look in the looking glass.
Quelqu'un dit, va te regarder
and
dans
I
le
saw
miroir,
the man that crucified the
et
Lord.
Regarde et vois la personne qui a crucifié
personal
le
accountability.
Seigneur.
Just to finish off. So the prophet now says, he says it was an attitude, then it became a behavior. What does it go to next? You start affecting other people.
C'était une attitude et devient un comportement. Après,
you see how this devil goes. This spirit goes.
Comment cet esprit part.
He says, and when you start doing those things,
et dit, quand vous commencez à faire ces choses,
then the church begins to get little cliques in among them.
L'église commence à avoir des petites agitations parmi eux.
And one says,
et quelqu'un dit,
you know,
vous savez,
the pastor's just so and so.
Le pasteur a dit ceci.
Oh, the deacon is so and so.
Le diacre est comme ceci ou comme cela.
And the first thing you know,
et la première chose qui va arriver,
you listen to that.
Vous avez écouté cela.
And that's the reason.
Et la, c'est la raison
you've got so much trouble.
Vous êtes en difficulté.
Hey, friends, the dove is so sensitive, friends.
La colombe,
you just listen to it.
La colombe est si
oh,
sensible.
Is that so?
Vous écoutez seulement.
Oh, but I never said anything.
Je n'ai rien dit.
You don't have to say anything.
Vous n'êtes pas censé dire quelque chose.
It starts as a thought.
C'est seulement une pensée.
And Bartleman said, the Holy Ghost wouldn't allow even an unkind thought against someone.
Le Saint-Esprit ne permettait même pas une pensée méchante.
The prophet says, that's the reason.
Le prophète dit, c'est la
you have so much trouble.
Pour laquelle vous avez tant de difficultés.
It's because you begin to listen to the devil.
C'est parce que vous commencez à écouter le diable.
I thought you listened to another brother or another sister.
Je pense que
the prophet says you listen to the devil.
Vous pensez que vous écoutez un frère ou une sœur, mais vous écoutez le diable.
And you get a snarl.
Et vous fâchez.
Instead of listening to the gentle dove.
Au lieu d'écouter la douce colombe.
And then you go to talking about your neighbor.
Et vous allez commencer à parler de votre voisin.
He just takes his flight.
Et elle va s'envoler.
And goes on away.
Et elle va s'en aller.
He just can't stand it any longer.
Elle ne peut pas rester là-bas.
The dove is gentle.
La colombe est gentille.
The dove is meek.
Elle est douce.
The dove can't stand nothing.
Elle
listen. The dove can't stand nothing unless it's the same kind of nature.
Elle ne peut pas se tenir avec quelque chose qui n'a pas la même nature qu'elle.
But when our natures change, friends,
because
we allow something to defile us,
an
influence to defile our attitude, defile the way we think. You know, in Hebrews, Paul says it. Speaking of a root of bitterness, he says, be careful of the root of bitterness. He says, lest it springs up and troubles you. But it doesn't stop there. And therefore, many be defiled. See the word Paul uses, defilement, spiritual defilement.
Paul utilise le mot souillure.
When you listen to gossip, when you speak unjustly against somebody,
quand vous commencez à parler injustement de quelqu'un,
spiritually you defiled.
Spirituellement vous êtes souillé.
Like Eve when she listened to the serpent.
Comme Eve, quand elle a écouté le
before
serpent,
the actual deed was done,
avant que le travail ne
she first
fait,
was defiled. In her mind. Spiritually, she was defiled. She fell spiritually. And then it was quite easy for her to go and do the actor after that. And it's the same here. It starts as an attitude, friends, an influence. That we listen to, we give an ear to things we shouldn't be tolerating. If somebody comes to you and says, Si quelqu'un you know the deacons like this. You know what you should say to them?
Vous savez, le diacre
don't speak to me. Go and speak to the deacon.
Dis-lui, ne me parle pas, va parler.
I don't agree with the pastor. This don't speak to me. Go and speak to the pastor.
Voyez, le
pastor. That's all you've got to do.
Ne me parle pas, va parler au pasteur.
Point it in the right direction.
Et dirigez-les vers la bonne
direction. Otherwise, Paul says, many may be defiled.
Sinon, beaucoup seront souillés.
The dove can't stand in there. Then to finish off, he says, and you say, well, Brother Branham, what can we do about it?
Vous dites, Frère Branham, que devons-nous faire pour cela?
He said it's simple.
Il dit, c'est simple.
Just become a lamb again.
Devenez l'agneau. Redevenez l'agneau.
Just become a lamb again.
Redevenez l'agneau.
Sometimes it's going to need fasting, friends.
Parfois, cela va
to purge yourself of that spirit, that defilement.
Faut vous purger de ces esprits-là.
It's like when a person lusts.
C'est comme quand
you'll even confess that lust I did wrong.
Vous avez
but that thing will continue to linger.
Vous avez
and you've got to starve that thing to get that influence out of your life. Jesus said some of these things are only go with prayer and fasting.
La Bible dit que c'est de ces
you've got to purge yourself of that defiling influence inside of your life.
Vous
no matter what it is.
Peu
just become a lamb again.
Redevenez l'agneau.
Get that old goaty spirit off of you.
Enlevez cet esprit de bouc en vous.
That's right. If you became something else,
si vous devenez
get it away
autre,
from you.
Chassez cela de vous.
And sometimes that means getting yourself away from certain people for a season.
Parfois cela signifie vous devez vous
the very ones that are influencing you and defiling you and your attitude,
ces mêmes gens qui
which
vous
is reflecting in your behavior.
Qui affecte votre
comportement. Come out from among them, the Bible says. Sometimes be ye separate. Until you're strong enough to be a lamb again. To handle it the right way again. Why keep going and getting defiled by the same things? And who suffers? You suffer. It's like you're taking poison into your system. It's foolishness. That's why Jesus told us. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar,
si vous amenez votre don à l'autel,
and what is the gift we have to bring to the altar is ourselves, friends, a living sacrifice.
Que nous amenons, c'est nous-mêmes comme des sacrifices
vivants. And there you remember that your brother has aught against you.
Et que vous savez que votre frère agit en mal contre vous.
Not that you have something against your brother.
Que, non, que vous avez du mal,
but
vous avez
you've
fait du
done
mal,
something
mais vous avez fait
so
du
that
mal,
that person has something against you.
Que cette personne-là a quelque chose.
Maybe you gossiped. Maybe you spoke against them.
Que vous avez
maybe you borrowed money you never paid it back.
Vous avez
you made promises that you didn't keep.
Vous avez fait des
and you want to come and you want to offer at the altar,
et
holy
vous,
ground.
Vous venez, vous à
Jesus says, when you come to the altar
Jésus dit, quand
and you remember that your brother has aught against you,
et que vous pensez que votre frère a quelque chose contre
leave
vous.
Your gift before the altar.
Laissez votre don à l'autel.
Go thy way.
Allez-y.
And first be reconciled to thy brother.
Réconciliez-vous d'abord avec votre frère.
And then come and offer your gift, oh friends.
Et revenez offrir votre
what's he saying? Let there first be the dove with the olive leaf.
Il dit qu'il y ait d'abord la colombe avec la feuille d'olive.
Let the dove with the olive leaf first come and let it have its way. Peace, reconciliation. I'm so glad this last week. I know of several things that happened.
Il y a beaucoup de
choses qui people sont went to other people
où les gens sont partis
and they sorted things out.
Et près des autres personnes
things that should have been sorted out a long time ago.
Des choses qui devaient être arrangées
but
depuis
God
longtemps.
Blessed them for that.
Mais
people
Dieu
with text messages,
cela.
People that went to other people's houses
des gens qui sont allés dans des maisons
going not to try to prove their point
qui n'essayent
or that they have their rights
de se donner raison,
but people willing to submit
mais des gens qui veulent
going with an olive leaf in their mouth
qui sont partis avec des
going to seek reconciliation.
Chercher la réconciliation.
Saying, brother, sister, let judgment be passed.
Let
peace flow like a river.
Que la paix descende comme une rivière.
What a blessing that is.
Quelle bénédiction.
When you hear of people doing it the scriptural way.
Quand vous voyez les gens
it's such a wonderful thing. So first we need to be reconciled.
Nous devons d'abord
then
être
he réconcilié. Says finally, that's the reason.
C'est la raison pour laquelle
the meetings are not like they used to be.
Les réunions ne sont pas comme elles étaient.
It's because we've grieved away the gentle dove of God.
Parce que nous avons attristé le Saint-Esprit.
He won't stay with us.
Il va pas rester avec nous.
As long as we're indifferent, that we don't care.
Aussi longtemps que nous sommes indifférents.
As long as we're backbiting.
Aussi longtemps que nous
that's
impliquons.
What breaks up the church.
C'est ce qui brise l'église.
That shows that the devil got into you.
Cela montre que le diable est entré en vous.
That shows that the Holy Ghost left you.
Cela montre que le Saint-Esprit vous a quitté.
It says, now I know it's just burning the tar out of some of you.
Maintenant, je sais que c'est seulement
burning the tar. It's like burning the dross.
C'est comme si cela est en train de brûler quelque
but
chose.
But it ought to do it.
Mais cela
he says, I don't say this to be smart.
Mais je ne dis pas cela pour paraître plus sage.
But I want to tell you where the trouble is.
Mais je vais vous dire là où se trouve le problème.
That's what's the matter.
C'est là le problème.
That's the reason.
C'est la raison pour
the people are in the condition they are.
Les gens sont dans la condition
because they let the wrong spirit come into their heart.
Parce qu'ils ont laissé les mauvais esprits dans le cœur.
The Bible says that's the reason there's many sick and afflicted among us.
La Bible dit c'est la raison pour laquelle beaucoup sont malades.
Because of such things.
À cause des choses.
Gossip, backbiting.
Des répliques, des calomnies.
We must be gentle.
Nous devons être doux.
We must be peaceful.
Nous devons être des gens de paix.
We must be a lamb.
Nous devons être
so the dove can abide with us.
Pour que le Saint-Esprit demeure en nous.
But you see the reason he couldn't abide.
La raison pour laquelle il ne pouvait pas demeurer.
You was a lamb then.
Vous étiez un agneau là-bas.
But you became a wolf.
Mais vous êtes devenu un loup.
And he had to take his flight.
Et il devait s'envoler.
There's nothing wrong with the dove.
Il y a rien de mal avec l'agneau.
It's you.
La colombe, c'est vous le
and
problème.
You let that spirit come to you.
Et vous avez laissé cet esprit venir.
How did I let it, Brother Branham?
Comment l'ai-je laissé?
When you went to listening to that gossip.
Quand vous êtes allé écouter ces critiques.
When you listened to that lie.
Quand vous avez écouté ces mensonges.
When you went to saying.
Quand vous êtes allé dire,
I've got a right to do it.
J'ai le droit de le faire.
Friends, this is a serious thought.
C'est une pensée
it's
sérieuse.
A serious thing, friends.
C'est une chose sérieuse.
The prophet would use such simplicity, but it was so deep.
Les prophètes parlaient en toute
it was such spiritual principles put in such a simple way.
C'était un grand principe spirituel pour montrer d'une manière
simple. And all we've got to
simple.
Do is submit ourselves. He says, God wants to be loved.
Dieu veut être
and
aimé.
God wants to love you.
Et Dieu veut vous aimer.
So he had to make something lovable.
Il doit faire quelque chose aimable.
He has to make something gentle like himself.
Il doit faire quelque chose doux comme lui.
He has to make something that can be loved.
Quelque chose qui peut être aimé.
Something of his own nature.
Quelque chose de sa propre
and
nature.
God is searching.
Et Dieu est en train de chercher.
Trying to find a soul that he can love.
Essayant de chercher l'âme qu'il peut aimer.
He's represented himself.
Il s'est représenté lui-même.
On earth.
Sur terre.
As a gentle dove.
Comme la colombe.
And a gentle lamb.
Et le doux agneau.
And that's what he's searching for.
Et c'est ce qu'il cherche.
Friends, if you want to continue in fellowship with him,
si vous voulez continuer à communier avec lui,
stay the way you are.
Restez là.
If you've lost your first love,
si vous avez perdu votre premier amour,
remember from where you've fallen.
Rappelez-vous d'où vous êtes
tombé. Repent.
Repentez-vous.
Do the first works.
Faites les premières
the first
œuvres.
Attitude.
La première attitude.
The prophet says, but after a while we start allowing things we didn't allow in the beginning.
Après, nous avons commencé à permettre les choses que nous n'autorisions pas avant.
And we stop doing the things that we used to do at
nous
first.
Nous avions arrêté de faire les bonnes choses que nous
faisions. He says, and the glory departs.
Et la gloire s'en est
but he says, but it can return.
Mais il peut revenir.
He says, but it has to be a true heart's cry to God.
Mais il doit y avoir un vrai cri du cœur vers Dieu.
In repentance.
Dans la repentance.
And then the glory shall return.
Et la gloire reviendra.
Let's stand. Let's sing that song. The Comforter abides with me. Let's sing it a bit slower, Brother George, not too fast. Maybe if that's not your experience now, but you used to have that experience. What a wonderful thing if today he could take you back to what you used to be.
I'm rejoicing night and day.
As I walk the narrow way, for the hand of God in all my life I see, and the reason of my bliss, yes, the secret all is this, that the Comforter abides with me. Night and day, as I walk the narrow way. for the Comforter abides with me. Once my heart was full of sin, once I had no peace within, till I heard how Jesus died upon the tree. And then I fell down at his feet, and there came a peace so sweet. Now the Comforter abides with me. Abides with me. He is with me everywhere, and he knows my every care. I'm as happy as a bird, and just as free. For the Spirit has control. Jesus satisfies my soul, since the Comforter abides with me. He abides, he abides, he abides. Hallelujah, he abides with me. Rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides with me. There's no thirsting for the things of the world, they've taken wings. Long ago I gave them up instantly. Oh, my night was turned to day. Oh, my burdens rolled away. Now the Comforter abides with me.
He abides,
he abides, he abides. Abides with me.
Now, some people couldn't sing that song with conviction. So we'll sing another song now for those people. Let's sing the song, I've wandered far away from God. But now I'm coming home. Because that's just as appropriate today, friends. You might have wandered far. But let me say something. Your father's never changed.
Amen.
He was waiting for the prodigal, friends. He just wanted a change in attitude. He just wanted that young man to acknowledge that he was wrong. To learn the lesson. And to come back. To submit with meekness.
Hallelujah.
I'm not worthy to be called your son. Even if you take me as a servant. Friends, what a difference it was. And at the beginning, the arrogant young man. That arrogance, he couldn't stay in his father's house. When he wanted his rights, give me the goods that belong to me. But when he came to the stage that he was submissive,
The Lord had to teach him that lesson. Then his father ran and embraced him. Put the robe of authority and the ring on his finger and the shoes on his feet. That can be your portion today. It's just a change of attitude. Just an acknowledging that you were wrong to him. And if you've done wrong to people, go and make it right. And the joy will return. The power will return. The glory will return. Let's sing that song.
Founded far away from God, now I'm coming home.
Coming home.
The paths of sin too long I've trod. Lord, I'm coming home.
Coming home.
Coming.
Just call upon the name of the Lord. Let's speak Lord. To him. If you want to come to the altar, you're free. Pray where you are.
Yes, Lord.
But finish the job.
Amen.
Why should you go from here without finishing the job?
Yes, Lord.
Pray until the dove
yes, Lord.
Comes back with the olive branch in his mouth and settles against in your soul and says, my son, peace, peace.
Yes, Lord.
All is well. Why don't you seek reconciliation
yes,
now? Let's all call upon the name of the Lord. Father, we bring ourselves before thee upon this day. As your people, just to thank you for your grace, just to thank you for your mercy. Saints, let's stay where we are. Let's just continue to worship the Lord. Let's just sing that song, Sweep Over My Soul, Sweet Spirit, Sweep Over My Soul.
Sweep over my soul, sweet spirit, sweep over my soul. My rest is complete while I sit at your
His name, saints. Let's sing that song. I bless your name.
Bleeding stripes, Paul and Silas prayed at night, and in the pain began to say the chains. I bless your name. bless your name.
So if you find that in your life you in the midst of times so hard, reach out. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise.
I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are
the love,
the truth, the way.
The truth and the way.
I bless your name.
Oh, we bless you, Lord.
Song is speaking about meekness. You see, Paul and Silas, friends, plenty to complain about, plenty of circumstances, but in the midst of it all, I bless your name. Then it says, and if you find yourself in a prison in your life, from the soul of a believer, you'll still bless his name.
Hallelujah.
You may not understand your circumstances. I was listening to a message this week, and somebody was speaking about Joseph, and they said, Joseph, in prison, he was helping to fulfill the dreams of others. But he couldn't even interpret his own dreams. And it's true. That's how God works with us, friends. But in the midst of it all, even if you don't understand it, you still bless his name. Even if you don't feel like putting your hands up to worship him, put your hands up. Offer up a sacrifice of praise. Give him glory, despite the conditions. That's a pleasing thing before the Lord. Just to announce, next weekend, Sunday, is a baptism service. Quite a number of people desire baptism. If there's anybody else who desires baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, please let me know. And this week, Wednesday, we'll have a special service concerning baptism. So we'd invite all the people looking to be baptized next Sunday. Please, come on Wednesday. We'd like to really give some instructions further from the word about baptism. Because as with anything, the power is in the preparation. If you come with meekness, if you come like a lamb, the dove is going to descend.
Hallelujah.
As soon as you go down in those waters and come up once again. That's right. And that's what you'd really desire in the life of a person. So that's next Sunday. Let's sing one more song before we dismiss. Please pray for me. I have to go to Brother Tommy's again this evening to take service. He's back on Tuesday, him and Brother John. So keep them in prayer. It's a long journey from New Zealand. Let's sing that song. Noah had drifted on the flood many days. Friends, on the wings of a snow-white dove. How wonderful it is when the good old presence of the snow white dove visits your soul once again. How wonderful that it is. Let me ask Brother David, he wouldn't mind praying for us after the song.
Noah had drifted on the flood many days. He searched for land in various ways.
Troubles he had some, but not from above, God gave him a sign.
On the wings of a snow white dove,
God sends his pure, sweet love. A sign from above,
on the wings of a dove. Jesus our Savior, came to earth one day.
He was born in a stable,
in a manger of hay.
in a manger of faith.
Though ye rejected,
though ye rejected, but not from above, but not from above. God gave us his son
on the wings of a dove.
Oh, on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow-white dove. God sent his pure spirit, a sign from above,
on the wings of a dove.
Though I have suffered, though I have suffered
in many a way,
in many a way, I cry for healing, I cried for healing, but
both
night and day,
faith wasn't forgotten,
it was not forgotten from the Father above, from the Father above. He gave us, he gave me a sign
on the wings of a dove.
Oh, on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow white dove. God sent his pure sweet, the sign from above,
on the wings of a dove.
Oh, on the wings of a dove. Now the prophet has left. Prophet has left us, but showed us the way. He showed us the way. He said, look unto Jesus. Look unto Jesus, both night and today. From day unto day. Jesus has promised. From the depth of his love, from the depth of his love, he sent us a sign, send us a sign
on the wings of a dove.
Oh, on the wings of a dove,
on the wings of a snow dove.
God sent his pure, sweet love, a sign from above, a sign from above.
On the wings of a dove.
Amen. Most gracious Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Lord, what more could we add? What more could we say, Father? Amen. God, to what you said unto us, Lord? Yes. Father, we know your word is perfect always, Lord. Heavenly Father, and we're so Hallelujah. Thankful, Father, for your faithfulness Amen. Unto us upon this day. Lord, to bring us a word such as this. Heavenly Father, God, we feel like those on the way from Emmaus.
Amen.
When they said, didn't our hearts burn within us as he spoke to us along the way?
Yes, Lord.
Father, we see our unworthiness, Lord, upon this day.
Amen.
Father God, but Lord, in the midst of that, by your blood you make us worthy.
Hallelujah.
How thankful we are, O Lord, for that. And we ask you for grace. We ask you for continued Amen. Mercies, Lord. Father, that when your word would come to whisper to our souls, Father God, when your word would be identified even by the presence of your Holy Spirit. Yes. Father, grant grace and mercies yes. to your children. Yes. Lord, that we'd not resist your word, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, but instead to always humble ourselves, Father.
Amen.
For Lord, what good thing could be in us, Lord? We couldn't even save ourselves. But Lord, all good is in thee.
Amen.
Father, that when we are yet your enemies, Lord. Father, you came down and humbled yourself,
Amen.
Father God, to save a wretched one such as we.
Amen.
So grant us grace, grant us mercies, Lord. We trust, Lord, Father God, that you spoke to each and every person present here. And we know, Lord, that it's not possible to come into your presence and go out the same. So our heart's desire that would be that there be none that would resist your word, Lord, and go out of this house worse than what they did when they came in. But, Lord, we trust that you will persuade each and every one of us, Lord. Yes. Father God, as we strive and seek to walk perfectly and uprightly before thee, yes. thank you for your mercies, Lord. Yes. We're thankful for, Lord, that we don't have to carve our own way. You've done it for us, Lord. Yes. So we're so thankful for that, and we desire to yield ourselves to thee, Lord. Yes. Grant grace, Lord. We have confidence that Amen. If you came down in this way, Lord, Father, even as you said that he who began the work, He's faithful to see through to the end.
Amen.
So we know you will grant it, Lord, that we'll be closer drawn to thee, that we'll walk more uprightly, Lord. Father, that our paths which were crooked, we'll straighten them, Lord. Father, where there'll be issue, Lord, that we'd clear it, O God. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your grace, Father. Lord, we ask that your spirit would be with us even now when we'd go out of your house, Lord. But Father, we know your presence would go with us, Lord, if we remain humble, if we remain meek.
Amen.
Father God, so that's the desire which we'd have. And Lord, we ask you'd give us traveling mercies. Be merciful, Lord, even to our pastor, Lord, Father, as he's poured Amen. Out now. We ask of thee that you'd renew once again, Lord, and charge his batteries once again, that when he goes to the saints up in the north, Amen. Father, that, Lord, he'd be, Father, filled with the same fire and Holy Ghost, Lord, which you've brought Amen. Even upon this day. Bless him, Lord. Bless his family, Lord. Father, bless even the service tonight. Amen. Father God, undertake for us also where we'd be in our homes, Lord, upon this day. Father, that if we fellowship around your word, Lord, and your presence comes, all our needs will be met. Healing will be met, Lord Jehovah God. Father, whatsoever need we have, we trust that you'll give it unto us, Lord. Heavenly Father, we just ask of thee to continue to guide and to lead us, Lord. Help those, Father, that have made a correct and right decision Amen. To enter the waters of baptism. Father God, we, Lord, our desire is not just to look at numbers, but, oh God, we desire that that character which is in Christ would be molded even in them. Father, there may be some that are still just on the edges now, Father God. How we pray that the dove would persuade them this day, Lord, to make the decision of life Amen. And not of death. Lord, you're the one who starts the work. So we pray, Father God, that even as your word, Lord, testifies that, Lord, greater is he that is within us than he that's in the world. So those that you've foreseen before the foundation of the world, Lord, Father, we just pray and desire, Lord, that you'd bring them even into the fold upon this time. Grant grace, grant mercies, Lord, even as we depart now. We think of those that could not make it upon this day. Some at work, Lord. Some have traveled. But all of them, we ask you for grace to be upon them. Once again, we are thankful, Lord, for such a blessing, Lord, that though we have doctors and scientists, but Lord, we're thankful that we can come to your table and receive healing, Lord. Thank you for the testimonies of healing, Father. And Lord, as we depart, Lord, we desire to remember those that are expecting, dear Lord Jehovah. Father, you've always been faithful unto us. So we pray, dear Lord Jehovah God, that you just be merciful, O God. Heavenly Father, there may be requests which we've not been able to speak out aloud, but you know what's in the heart and you know what we need before we even ask it. So grant it, O Lord, until we'll have opportunity once again to gather in your house. We give praise, thanks, and glory unto thee. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
I am homesick for a country to which I never been before. No sad goodbyes the bespoken, for time won't matter anymore. Beulah land, I'm longing for you, and someday stand, I will stand there, my own shall be eternal. Beulah land, sweet Beulah land, I'm looking round the river where my faith is gonna end. just a few more days to labor, then I will take my heavenly flight. Beulah, sweet beautiful, I'm longing for you. And someday, on the high, I will stay in my home, shall be eternal, beautiful.